InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Texas, transmitting worldwide. All right, as we continue to dig through the 3 million files, as Congress is now just receiving the files themselves, unredacted, to a great extent, the DOJ is doing that to a great extent, not completely, and as people ferret through it, it is just mind-blowing. I could do 10 hours right now spending 5 minutes on each one of these new things. Torture, murder, shipping a sperm to Zorro Ranch so they can impregnate women for you know what. Asanguation. I've explained that a lot. The same operation that Peter Nygaard's in prison for. You get a woman pregnant with your sperm, you abort the baby at 8 months, the stem cells are hundreds of times better. Just, it's infinitely. And these rich people pay to have their own kids so they can drain them. Vampires that kill their own kids. And I'm the only guy talking about this forever. I mean, people just think it's too far out, even though I have these people admitting it. And I told you 15 years ago, that at least, that Epstein was running these operations. That was a big part of it. But they always stop at the 14-year-old girls. And they just leave it there. And we're not supposed to know the rest of it. Well, now we do. Now, can you imagine the other 98% they're holding back? And so when they said we're releasing it all Saturday, that was not true. They did release more, but they said all. Bondi really perjured herself to Congress over this. It's unbelievable. And now, here's the big news. Turns out, going back over a decade ago in a whole bunch of the files, the FBI had big investigations open. They knew what was going on. There were good people that were doing their job. And Les Wexner, the big globalist billionaire and known Israeli operative, is named as a co-conspirator. Now, we knew this when Epstein stuff first hit 18 years ago. I talked about it then. He worked for Wexner and for Bill Barr. We know all this. He worked for the CIA, Mossad, all of it. But now, Wexner yesterday was hauled before the state he lives in, Ohio's investigative committee in the legislature. Now he's under federal criminal investigation again, and now Congress has called him before them. That's happening. And it goes on and on. Then France opens criminal probes into Epstein. The EU has opened a criminal probe into the WEF, which is its own group. It's all the same group, the UN, WEF, EU, they all on the same committees. They all have co-equal powers with each other. It's just amazing. So, but they're using this for internal battles to blackmail each other. And I told Trump before he got back in, I said, you have to release it all and don't play the blackmail game. Don't use these files against the bad guys, thinking you can control it. They're going to turn around and bite you in the ass. And as you see, I was right. Oh, by the way, Les Wexner admits in documents that he is a Satan worshiper who is possessed by demons that give him his power, and that he serves demons. We'll be right back.
All right. RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It is Wednesday, February 18th, 2026. I am your host, Alex Jones, and I think it's very important that we just take a moment and sit back and just assess the 35,000-foot view, because it's easy to get depressed, it's easy to get negative when all this horrible, evil stuff comes out and the globalists don't immediately all go to prison. Bottom line, they will never get out of this. Their globalist order is already stalled, politically falling apart. They admit everyone hates them. Bill Gates has a 99% negative approval rating. So does Klaus Schwab. Their system is going down. Now, will they take us with them? I mean, it's all the top stories, Financial Times of London and everywhere else, that the world order has broken down and can't be put back together. They admitted it all last week at the Munich conference, security conference, very important conference. Where in 2013, they decided to list me as a national security threat and have the system come after me. All those documents are out now. And as more of my name comes up in the files, the left just tries to say I'm in the files and leaves it at that. Alex Jones, in DOJ's latest Epstein release of prominent names, Jones was mentioned as, quote, a disruptive threat to the global order. You can add pedophile order. Yeah, why was I listed as a national security threat by Obama in 2013, declassified last year? And for 10 years, they had the Boston office attacking me and running black ops against us, covert operations. That's not where they try to put you in prison. That's a side issue. They do that, too. It's where they frustrate your operation, like your Iranian government or something. So just remember what I've paid and what my family's paid and what this crew has gone through. And I'm not asking for your sympathy. I'm just telling you I'm a warrior that has been right more than anybody, who has stood defiantly against the tyrants like no one else in this area. And I appreciate all the Delta Force people and military folks and General Flynn that called me yesterday to thank me again. I've had the U.S. Army thanks me. That's who I get thanks from constantly. And then just everybody else just seems to think what I've done is no big deal. And I'm still under total attack. I can't do this without you. And you want somebody to fight for you, I'm doing it. I need your prayer, and I need your word of mouth, and I need your financial support. Because the deep state is still there, and they're still coming after me. Though they're weakened, though they're burning down, they want to take me with them. And I know our most important work is just beginning. So thank you all that have supported. And those of you that have never bought anything at thealexjonesstore.com or never shared an article or video or never prayed for the broadcast, I need your help. I can't do this by myself. If you don't back your champions, if you don't back the people that have a proven track record of being the most accurate and having massive victories against evil, well, then you're working for the bad guys, really, in the final equation. You were neither hot nor cold, so I spit you out of my mouth. You were lukewarm. The Bible says that. Pull up the verse. You were neither hot nor cold. You were lukewarm. I spit you out of my mouth. God hates cowards more than anything. And the fact that a lot of you listen and you tune in because you care, and I appreciate that, but 1% of you ever go to thealexjonesstore.com where the products are phenomenally good is stupid. By the way, the sale ends tonight. 52% off store-wide, all the supplements, all the apparel. That's like a loss leader in a lot of the apparel. Because the markup on those is, you know, not even 100% on most of them. So it's just absolutely fabulous good deals there at theoliceshow.com. If you haven't had methylene blue or ultramethylene red or the bovine colostrum or any of it, experience it for yourself. All right, I'm going to stop now. But I cannot do this without you, so I need your aid and comfort. Okay, well, Les Wexner is a CIA Mossad MI6 high-level operative. We've known that forever. He was involved in 1991 setting up the new Air America Evergreen Transportation 2.0 in Ohio, bringing the first Somalis in. Then he put the Rockefeller representative of the Trilateral Commission over that. His name is Jeffrey Epstein. And Les Wexner is known to be completely out of his mind, basically control freak, with giant mansions all over the place and pinhole cameras everywhere, just like Epstein. He runs Victoria's Secret, you name it, and all these other brands he works with. I mean, literally have been caught human trafficking, men, women, and children as well. Abercrombie and French. He goes on and on. And he has now been listed as a co-conspirator. It goes back over a decade, over and over again in FBI investigations. So good FBI agents did their job, listed him as a target, as a co-conspirator, and of course it went nowhere. But very interesting, he told multiple magazines and newspapers, I have a copy right here, The Bachelor Billionaire on Pins and Needles with Leslie Wexner, that he is possessed by the demon Dubuque, and that the demon controls him and tells him what to do, and he gets his power from the loving demon. And then he lists a lot of his communications as the demon by name. And then, of course, old Epstein lists his bank accounts as the names of demons. Top demons like Baal, who they sacrifice children to. And then we've got some of his artwork here. Very nice people. Of course, Dubuque is a Jewish demon, but that's where in Christianity, the names of the demons and things come from to begin with. All out of Egypt, and then Solomon put writing it all down, and the seal of Solomon is what you know as the Star of David, is the seal given to Solomon to control the demons. And boy, the evangelicals, when I mention that, get really mad, except it's in the Bible. And then it's in the Jewish books that came after the original Bible, their first book, explaining all that. And then I have had the preachers in the studio, and I start reading them verses. He goes, well, it's true. We're not sure Solomon went to heaven, King David's son. But you know, the point is, this is black magic. Predates Christianity, folks. And if you read the Bible, it's constantly the Jews' neighbors devil-worshipping and killing kids. The Jews trying to stop it, and then they backslide and start devil-worshipping again. Moses goes up the mountain to get the tablets, comes down. They're devil-worshipping, having an orgy in front of the golden calf. He kills a bunch of them because he was an anti-Semite. I'm joking, no, because it's like, stop. You can like say, yeah, here's Jews, you know, with their big devil-worship operation, but it's Jews that were first saying, let's stop it. It's just a historical fact. It went on everywhere. So when I sit there and expose Jewish mysticism, black magic, dark Kabbalah, saying all Kabbalah is this, and all the genomic stuff that comes out of it, it's just the reality. But yes, these people, also at Skull and Bones, follows a Germanic, Druidic, similar to the Druids, ancient system, very similar. They lay in coffins for days, bathe in feces, do incantations, sacrifices, mock human sacrifices, to have a god come into them. And the Skull and Bones leaders, the presidents and former presidents, they all come for days during this and stand in the dark observing to see who the demons come into. And then they will be promoted. Some don't take to the demons. And their fathers will come to them and say, you need to work on this. You need to go do some horrible things. Well, what do I do? Well, go to the Jedi Temple. Kill all the younglings. Then you'll be strong enough in the dark side to save Padme. See, it's all in the movies. It's all telling you. You don't have to just get kids and sacrifice them. If you shoot millions of kids up and give them heart attacks and cancer, the devil doesn't care. You give kids fluoride and brain damage them. It's like a video game where you're jumping through the levels and you get little bonus points. Oh, poison people in mass. Bing, 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 bing. Oh, give people deadly shots. Bing, 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 bing. But torture a child personally while it begs for mommy. Ooh, you get, like, big bonuses with the devil. But the type of demon he says he's possessed by just takes you over, and then it, like an avatar, it robots you, and then it leaves. And then you don't even remember what you've done. And he says, yeah, in the morning I wake up, I resist the Dubuque. He told newspapers this. The Dubuque takes over, and then the Dubuque leaves when I'm about to go to sleep. And I go, oh, God, what did I do? Yeah, the devil made me do it, Les Wexner says. Just like voodoo, a demon spirit comes into you, you black out, and you're like, wow, why is it all the same? Why did the Norse do this? The berserkers would take mushrooms and get into just a frenzy with their shaman on the ship as it was getting ready with its very low bottom. It could go into streams. And 5, 6, 7 hours before they go in, they start the chanting. About 2 hours before, they take the mushrooms. So they peak when they hit, and they're howling and snarling. And they, that's where the legends of werewolves come through. They would beg the spirit of the wolf to enter them. There's an excellent breakdown of that. It came out like 5 years ago. It's so good. I watched it twice. Northman, I think. And that first scene when they come in and they're actually hunting in the fjords in Russia. And they go into this Russian village and just kill everybody. And that's the descriptions by the English people that wrote it down. It's just like, just I'm demon possessed. And that was the noises. She just, five arrows sticking out of them. It's demon possession, folks. And that's how all this operates. So this is a technology. You need to be aware of it and stop being fools. We have all these legends in every culture for a reason. Africa, exact same legends. Middle East, exact same legends. Europe, Asia, Mesoamerica. Yeah, this is the scene right here. Hopped up on probably, you know, a quarter ounce of mushrooms, a heroic dose. So they would, that's in the writings, too. They'd eat like a bag of it and then just go to Slaughter Town, rip people's throats out. Yeah, back this up. Let's show the start of this scene, them killing Russians. Back this up. This is historic. This is accurate. Go ahead and roll that whenever you get a chance. Now I'm going to get into all the news.
Coming in, getting, doing their rituals. And of course, the high priest is with them, killing people during this. He comes over and tells him at the end, you got the spirit the best. You should be a shaman. Go to this village and killing all the men, and they take the women and children for slaves.
every culture operated. Exact same stuff in Africa, exact same stuff in Asia. Rips his throat out with his teeth. Common practice.
These savages make for fine chattel. Eh, Bjarnolfur? We did good.
Never better.
When we found you as a cub, I knew then that you had the heart of cold iron.
Too weak! I want strong ones, not weak ones!
Norse lords, after they've turned the berserkers loose, they come in with all their armor and the rest of it and then take the slaves away. All right, so that's pretty historically accurate. So Les Wexner gets possessed by his own demon. Not of a werewolf, but as a demon that seeks to hurt innocent people. He ain't driving the boat, folks. It's Avatar. It's real. You say, oh, it's some archetypal instinct in us. Yes, it accesses that. But no, I've seen it. People literally possessed can tell you stuff that they would never know word for word. Just like in the movie The Exorcist is based on a true story, produced by the CIA. Look that up. When the demon's talking to the two priests and saying stuff about their mother, their father, things they did that they shouldn't have done. Imagine what you can do with that in business. And these people turn themselves over to this willingly. There's a thing called blind possession or blind witchcraft. And a lot of people are under that and don't know it. But this is all real. And it's the fountainhead of mental illness, all of it. They've got major studies with proper nutrition and going to a real church. Most people that are schizophrenic are able to get out of it. And when does it start? Puberty. And that's in all the ancient teachings of when the spirits try to come and take control. So this is all real. Just like you can't see 5G, you can't see radio waves, you can't see solar radiation. It's there. It's all here. We see on the light spectrum a tiny bit of just the light spectrum. There's all these other spectrums around us. The mathematics has proven what they call the dark matter is a dimension at least five times stronger than ours. They have things that can measure it, powerful spectrometers, you name it. And they also see particles coming in and out of this universe. Not supposed to be able to happen. So if you could see, well, then you wouldn't be able to focus and go hunt or go fish or go build a fire or take care of your children. You couldn't operate if you could see beyond the third dimension. And you can only see a tiny little sliver of the third dimension. But your pineal gland and your brain cells, and all animals have this, whether it's mammal, whether it's fish, whether it's birds. Any ornithologist will tell you that. They really got it. we have magnetic cones at key areas of our brains that pick up the energy of the earth, space winds, everything. And our DNA is an electrochemical, biological transceiver. It receives and transmits. That's the sixth sense. That's telepathy. That's ESP. But they poison you and they dumb you down so that you don't have resonance with that. But that's why Joe Rogan, about 5-6 years ago, we're talking and stuff, and other people influenced him. He's like, I've always been agnostic. You know, the churches are corrupt. I don't believe it. But, I mean, I believe there's some, the God must be real. Something made all this. And I'm like, listen, the globalists believe in Satan. Everybody that takes DMT gets visited by these elves. But if you're already a real Christian, they won't act friendly to you. It'll just be demons attacking immediately. And that's what happens to really good people that take it. It's like a horrible experience. But otherwise, it's like these little elves and little goat creatures, and they want to be your friend. But they do say there's too many people and you're going to transcend and we got to get rid of the population. That's the universal message they give you. Because it lifts the veil. And now they've got studies that have been done. I first broke this before it was partially classified, but now they've done private group studies where you can have 20, 30 people on DMT, either from ayahuasca or from the toad. But with the toad, it's so intense, they're mainly passed out. And you'll have everybody see the same event. The same aliens will show up and talk to all of them, and they all have the same hallucination. It's not hallucination, folks. It raises the veil. That's what the Bible talks about. And the veil is seeing through and seeing more. If the doors of perception were cleansed, everything would appear to man as it is infinite. William Blake. So, you can be some shaman out in the jungle and just an animus all about the earth and, you know, that level of understanding the third dimension through the DMT that you release at death. And you probably won't have a bad experience, but you do this with Satanists. You do this during blood rituals. And it's done in places over and over again. So you've all seen those videos. Guys, type in hand feeding tiger sharks. There's spots in the Caribbean and other areas where for years they go every day and feed 14, 15-foot tiger sharks, man-eaters, but they pet them like a dog and everything because they know you're feeding them. And the divers go because they know every day, and then they bring tourists that pay, and you get in the water, and 12, 14, 15, 16-foot tiger sharks, man-eaters, swim up, and you can pet them, and then they feed them. And then they'll bump you and say, give me some more food. Well, that's the demons. And that's why these ayahuasca retreats they do in Central and South America, they do it at ancient temples, is because those are places on ley lines at key energetic points like Stonehenge. Because now that they have different devices to measure it, they know those are places with energy coming up out of the earth at higher levels. So the ancients already picked up on that, so they started doing the rituals there. And they've done so much human sacrifice at those places that even thousands of years later, you go do ayahuasca there, boom, instantly, you're not having a little normal kind of NPC, little goat, mescalito, or little elf, or like gray alien. The little aliens wear like little green hats where you get the elf thing from in Norse mythology. No, you get like 100-foot, you know, praying mantis demons.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at theolivestore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom. If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best. Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, a legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support for so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 90% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry, the InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time, so take action now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Defense Intelligence Agency and former National Security Advisor to President Trump, who was the number one target when Trump first got in 9+ years ago, General Michael Flynn joins us. We had a very important discussion yesterday. He's very concerned. So am I. He was on a month ago to talk about Susie Wiles with opposition research against him and others. I've confirmed with Robert Barnes that he's been threatened, all because he was exposing that they were shutting down the antitrust lawyers' investigations. So the Trump administration is overrun by corruption, and this Epstein cover-up is just continuing on over the weekend. They said they released everything. I believed it. Fox News ran the headline. It wasn't true. So she just lied to Congress. Pam Bondi, this is outrageous. Yes, there's all this great stuff Trump's doing on the border and trying to stop wars and taking back the Panama Canal and finding half the missing kids that the Democrats brought in under Biden and getting us out of the Paris Accord, the carbon tax. That's all fabulous, but it's like It doesn't matter if your grandpa's a nice guy and you find out there's a dead body buried in the backyard. And so why is Trump doing this? I know this inside and out. There's never been any real Epstein stuff him involved. Well, he said, oh, it'll crash the stock market. It'll hurt America. No, covering this up will hurt America. Yes, I know it's abhorrent. But just in the 3 million files, the cannibalism, the devil worship, the quote, we're delivering the sex slave to the Hyatt. Imagine what they're redacting. So General Flynn, I'm going to shut up because you only got 20 minutes. I'm going to give you the floor to brief us on this. And I think you should, the last time we talked, you were like, should I let him have it? Should I go all the way? I was like, that's up to you, sir. I'm saying today, since you asked me a month ago, now that it's so clear that I'm being targeted, you're being targeted. We know Trump doesn't know this. Opposition research, because they know stuff's going on that we're not going to put up with. They know who, you know, can't be controlled. I know you told me yesterday, I don't know if you want to get into it. You've been approached. Hey, we can cut you in here. You know, you're like, F you. I mean, you were pretty hot yesterday. I think I heard you say more cuss words in our brief conversation than we've ever had in our many other conversations. So this is a big fucking deal. General Flynn, you got the floor.
Yeah, and I generally don't get that Irish, I guess. Sometimes I do, but yeah, I called you yesterday because I got a sense of things, and I heard an interview that you did. You know, I guess it was a day or two ago that I thought was profound, and it does get at the heart of what our country is going through, and frankly, internationally, because we're watching the international scene. I do very closely, and we're seeing the results of what the fallout is from the release of the Epstein files. And frankly, not all the Epstein files have been released. There are still videos and photos and such that haven't gotten out there. So let me start by giving a little context of what is about to occur. So what is about to occur is, I think it's Tuesday night, this coming Tuesday night, is a big speech, a State of the Union, by the President of the United States, President Trump. During this speech, he is, you know, the cloud that is potentially going to be around this speech is the way that his administration, our administration, has addressed the entire Epstein affair, I call it, right? From the very beginning where, you know, Pam Bondi said she saw all the files and they were horrific, and they did the media event at the White House, and then we realize that there was nothing to that. And then we, you know, then we start to argue about the people, all of us got involved and said, no, you got to release this stuff. It's a law now. And then it starts to get released, right? And now we start to see all of the stuff that's involved in what was, what, you know, everything that surrounded Epstein. And so again, Epstein, this is not about President Trump. This is about the abuse, sexual slavery, sexual abuse, the depravity, the murder, and it appears in some cases, of children. That's what this is about. That's what this is about to me from the very, very beginning. And so the White House, to try to say, well, nothing to see here, we need to move on. You cannot move on from the physical depravity by people like Epstein and those that were part of his network. Now, what is his network? So let me address what his network probably is, or probably was, you know, if, you know, since he's dead now, but it more than likely it continues to operate. Epstein's network was, to me, is very clearly a massive, massive international intelligence operation. This guy was fully funded to the tune of whatever he needed to be able to do whatever he needed to, include having an island and houses everywhere, mansions everywhere. It was a large scale international intelligence operation to compromise world leaders, and not only political leaders, but corporate leaders. So you compromise them by getting them, you know, videos of them with children, you know, finding out what their moral, you know, depraved behavior is. And then you go at that behavior and you attack that behavior. You compromise those individuals and then you own them. And then you can control the kinds of decisions that they're going to make, you know, out into the future, right? Whether or not they're a secretary of state, a foreign minister, or whether they become a prime minister, or whether they become a president, or whether they become a king. It doesn't matter. That's what these people were up to. And we've already seen some fallout from some of the files that have come out. So people need to understand, it's It is number one. It is about the children, and it has always been about the children. And that's my, you know, gripe. That's my bitch, if you will. That's it. If we don't make it about the children, then we don't have a country that I can be proud of. And I'm very proud of the United States of America, but I'm not proud of this issue where we are trying to sweep under the rug, or we're trying to, you know, make it, well, no, nothing to see here. We need to move on. This is about children. Make it about children. Now I'm talking directly to the President of the United States. You know, you can come out and say, hey, look, our, you know, Department of Justice is going to investigate, and we're going to conduct investigations, but now we want to see some of the results of those investigations of people that we now know were involved in some of this just sickness, these diseased minds of the people that Epstein was able to compromise. And when we look back, you know, looking back over time, you know, some of those compromised individuals, what decisions did they make in the past that may have changed the way we are living today in the future, right now? And I think President Trump, as I said up front, President Trump has a gigantic speech coming up, and he's going to State of the Union. You're supposed to tout all the great things that he's done. And he should. He should tout.
And I predict, you know, I predict they'll have stage hecklers to bring up Epstein. They're trying to build this as the Epstein presidency, the Epstein administration. He has to get ahead of this. I agree. People are saying he has months. Barnes said months. No, I believe he has to get ahead of this before the speech. I think that's what you're saying, General Flynn.
I'm saying that he's got to get out. They should be putting out talking points. They should be on the Sunday circuit this coming Sunday and talking about what this is about. And it gets to what I'm saying, what I'm recommending to the President of the United States of America is to, you know, this is about children. This is about the abuse, sexual abuse and murder of children. And in some cases, this disgusting behavior of some of the things that they did to children. I mean, oh my God, it's sickening. I've seen some of the videos. I don't even want to look at them. I've read many of the emails, as many as has been sent to me, and I'm like, I'm disgusted by it. So,
using it to control and blackmail the corporate and governmental leaders, it goes right into the WF, right into the UN, who I love. Yeah. They're investigating now. The UN's famous for running all this. So it's just insane.
Yeah, and it's, you know, so this is, like I said, this is a huge intelligence operation. There are satanic components of this thing, for sure. There's no doubt about that. So prior to this State of the Union, which should be a big, you know, pat on the back for President Trump, there's going to be a cloud. And you're right. Will there be hecklers in the audience? There probably will be, more than likely. Like, release, you know, what did you do about, you know, what girls did you rape? I mean, there's going to be crazy shit like that, Alex. I mean, we should count on that, because the left is going to use this as a bludgeon. Now, here's part of why this upcoming State of the Union is important. Because on the 3rd of March is the very first day for the primaries to begin. We have primaries in at least two states, I think three, but certainly Arkansas and Texas. We have primaries starting for members of the House and certainly governors, important races. I mean, a couple of weeks, a week and a half away or 2 weeks away, right? So this State of the Union ought to be a big push, vote Republican, vote for, you know, the conservatives, you know, vote, you know, against these crazy people on the left. But if Trump doesn't get over this, you're showing pictures of people that I knew, I know, and I'm like, I'm questioning all this. And I'm saying to myself, what the hell is going on here? And, you know, and for me, yeah, I mean, people will call, they've accused me of plenty of things, but these are things that I'm not aware of. I wasn't aware of. I can imagine certain things. I've always heard about the Epstein, you know, situation and how many people went on his plane, and I've seen the manifest.
Now it's all confirmed. Devil worship.
Now it's confirmed.
Surrogate babies, secret stem cell research.
So the White House has got to change this narrative, and they've got to change it pretty quickly. And, you know, it's a matter of being very strategic and very smart and shrewd about how do they change that narrative away from, because the Epstein affair is going to go all the way into the general elections in this coming November. It's not going to go away because they said we need to move on. I'm sorry. Or Pam Bondi, you know, gets in front of Congress and says that the stock market's over 50,000. I mean, I'm sorry, Pam, but you become a meme on social media, and that's not what you wanted to have happen.
We all know the president. I'll tell a little secret here, and people don't want me to tell this, but I'm just getting it out. Ever since he was first in, people pay huge amounts of money for Fox local. You don't have to buy ads on Fox National because the local ads there, hundreds of millions of dollars a year spent just on Fox local with all the lobbying groups because Trump watches Fox. Okay.
Right.
So it shows how people think he's playing 10D chess. He's a good guy overall, but he's compartmentalized watching Fox. He's obsessed with what Jimmy Kimmel says. He's 79.
Here's what I said to you yesterday, and I'll give a little bit of insight into what I said to Alex yesterday for your audience and anybody else that watches. Because I have to check myself every so often. And I did say to you, Alex, look, I want to make sure that I'm not living in a bubble of social media. And this is only thing I understand, and that I'm not in a bubble, and that you're not in a bubble. We don't live in this world where we, you know, self-licking ice cream cone world, right? We have got to make sure that we look at our adversaries. I watch.
But let me stop you. You instantly got it before I explained it for the listeners to get it. My point is, Trump is in a bubble for sure. He doesn't know. We're not in a social media bubble. I'm on the street. People come up to me like I'm bad, saying Trump better do something. You see it too. You're all over the country. What you're saying is, Trump, you're in a bubble. You're burning down. The people around you know this. They've set you up, as Kyle Serafin a year ago predicted. Now continue, sir.
Yeah, and Serafin the other day, that's the show that I watched a part of, and that's what got me, you know, that's why I called you up yesterday, because, you know, he touched on something that is very important. You know, here's my kind of, what are the top three things, right? And I'll tell you, we got primary starting March, Arkansas and Texas, and I think one other state, so forgive me. But people are still concerned about our election process and whether or not we have fair elections. The second thing is people want accountability. They want accountability dating back to Russiagate. When are we going to see that? Now, you know, maybe there's a grand jury. Maybe we're going to see indictments. Okay, great. But you know what? Let's hear about that. If that's happening, then let us know. Don't keep that secret, because I'm going to tell you, the more you keep it secret, the more people don't think you're playing 5D chess. And let me tell you, folks, you know, for those that want to know, there's no 5D chess being played. That's bullshit. And people that keep saying, oh, Trump's going to do this or Trump's doing that. No, this is very, very difficult. And the compartmentalization of a president of the United States, a president that I know is super smart and does tend to try to keep his finger on the pulse. There are people around him that are keeping him from understanding or seeing exactly what the rest of the country feels.
Yeah, so here's the bottom line, sir. As you were saying, this isn't a red alert. All the numbers show it. The Rasmussen polling, the most accurate, shows it. This is hemorrhaging, bleeding out. We know the MO. Trump's not involved. We know he's got advisors that are setting him up. This is an emergency message to the president. Everybody, take this interview. Send it to the White House. Truth Social. Get it out there. Trump,
yeah.
Trump, you got to pull the ripcord now on the parachute. General Flynn.
He's got to make decisions about the elections. He said a lot of things about the elections. I know we're going through the SAVE Act. He's said a lot about accountability. We haven't seen it. Now the third thing is the economy, right? The economy. And I'm going to tell you, you know, I talk to a lot of people and people don't feel it yet. And I think part of it, and they need to take a hard look at and maybe this is why Susie Wiles, I guess yesterday, it broke through Axios or Fox that she was getting a huddle together of all the chiefs of staff of all the various departments to talk about the upcoming State of the Union, because you know, the polling numbers for Trump, I hope that they're showing them to him. But his polling numbers are down right now. And there should be no reason why they're down. But I will tell you, the reason why they're down is because of this lack of I would call it, it's like being a commander on the battlefield, President, Mr. President. You got, as a commander on the battlefield, has to go out and have a fingertip feel for the operational environment. Meaning, you got to go down into the foxholes. You got to go out under the front lines. You got to go talk to regular Americans. You got to be careful just listening to the people around you. And I think that there's some great people on his team. They've done some great things. I do have a lot of concern for the lack of transparency, reform, government reform of the deep state, and accountability coming out of our justice system side. I'm sorry.
Well, look, as soon as Elon went after the CIA and the Pentagon, he got fired. So here's the bottom line, sir. We want to save the good Trump's doing. We're doing this as an intervention. There's no doubt. Hillary, I'm sure you saw the clip, is so confident. She came out yesterday and said, Trump's Epstein. He's involved, not us. When Ghislaine Maxwell set up their foundation, right. When the head of the Clinton Foundation got caught and convicted of illegally smuggling kids out for sex slavery out of Haiti, it's literally a heyday for them because they told Trump, sir, they're trying to do the files against you. You're not involved. It's a hoax. Yeah, it's a hoax because I'm not in it. It ain't about you, Trump. It's about justice for the kids and removing this blackmail operation. And so just damn it. 100%. Get that through your head, man.
Yeah, 100%. That's the essence of it, President, Mr. President. That's the essence of it right there. And you know, the Clintons are in contempt of Congress. What has Congress done? You know, the fact that we worked our asses off, Alex. We worked our asses off from the fake election of 2020 until the election of 2024. And I can tell you, you know, I was right out there on the front lines. I'm not going to, you know,
we put up with all the attacks. We're not whining. Yeah. We're just saying we're proven warriors. We are MAGA. Right. You and I, and if we are, everybody knows we're the real deal. And if we're telling Trump you're in deep shit, he better fucking listen.
And took a lot of hits, took a lot of attacks, and I still do. And it's not to say that, you know, we were the only ones. There was a lot of people that made sure that Trump got across that victory line again in 2024. But we did it for specific reasons because of the campaign promises that he came out with and he talked about. And, you know, I mean, there's so many that we have to keep pounding him on. And if he doesn't do this, then I'm afraid that people are going to say, you know what, screw this. And it's already, and I will tell you, Mr. President, that there are people, certainly in the world of social media, but there are also people that I'm in touch with, grassroots level, keeping my fingertips fingertip feel of the operational environment as I talk about, you know, it's use the analogy or the metaphor of a battlefield, you know, the United States of America. The people that I speak to, grassroots people, they're like, you know what, why should I bother to vote? The voting system hasn't been fixed. You keep griping about that the stolen election of 2020, and I believe it. I know it was stolen. What we just saw in Georgia as an example is a great example. But we haven't fixed the system yet. We haven't fixed it. The second thing is accountability. If you don't start to show that you have accountability, that you're going to hold the people accountable that committed treason, your words, and the DNI's words, that committed subversion, I mean, your words, I mean, again, people have to be held accountable, not just for Russiagate, but for everything that they've done. The Epstein files is another sharp stick in the eye of the American people if nothing happens. Because you know what the American people care about? We care about our kids. We care about our grandchildren. I know you care about your children. I know you care about your grandchildren.
And we care about getting rid. It'll save the kids too, but it's about removing this evil satanic group. We want them. I know every American I talk to says we would eat, you know, dog food for 10 years to remove these
Satanists. Break the system. Yeah. Break the system apart. Break it apart. You know, John F. Kennedy talked about the CIA breaking into 1,000 pieces. Well, now we're talking about an entire system, and the CIA is just only part of it. So, I mean, don't get me going on the CIA.
It's just an epicenter. It's an epicenter, but yeah.
It is. I mean, you've got to break this thing apart and then kind of rebuild it. And that can be done with the types of reforms that you talked about, but we're not seeing. Your administration, all the different departments, I mean, there's another thing breaking in the Secretary of War, the Department of War today. Another element of subversion. It's in one of the the major commands. It's like another, they're talking about how they gotta basically undermine the President of the United States. This is in a major military command. And I know that Pete Hegseth is doing everything that he can, but the system is going to continue to work against you unless you, you know, like I said, I've said this many times. A commander on the battlefield, and you're the commander in chief. You know, what gets checked gets done. You can't just sign an executive order and show it to us all and expect that executive order is going to be carried out. I know it's a big country. I know it's a big system. I know we have a big government, but you're going to have to dive into some of these areas, and you're going to have to tell your department heads, your secretaries, I want this DEI crap wiped off. You know, the face of the U.S.
And let's
government.
Be clear, you only got a few minutes left, sir. The clock is ticking, so Trump needs to get ready. They are successfully signing on to us what they've all done. Hillary, again, is out saying that Trump's the Epstein guy when she is. He has to see that. And let's just talk about it. Susie Wiles, Pam Bondi, Todd Blanche, they have to go. So Trump, pull out of this. You got to do it now.
Yeah. And for the president, and you know this, the most forgiving people on the planet are the American people. We will forgive. What we won't do is we will not allow the kinds of things that we are saying. We're just not.
Eventually, because if we go along with it, we're part of it.
Well, we're part of it. Then we're enabling it. We're enabling it by not speaking out. We're enabling it by not voting. We're enabling it by staying away and saying, well, that's somebody else's problem. When people tell me they don't do politics, Alex, I'm like, well, did you have to fill your gas tank up? Did you have to go, have you bought a loaf of bread lately? Everything that we do in our lives has to do with politics. And when the political masters that we have from the White House over to the Congress, when they are controlled by a demonic, satanic cult, which is an intelligence operation to compromise people so they will make decisions that they are being told to make, not on our behalf, but on the behalf of some other, satanic, demonic cult. Because that's what this is about. This is a, I've said spiritual war. Yep, you're damn right. This is a spiritual war. People can attack me for saying, well, I'm negative Nelly. I'm going against Trump. Bullshit. There's not a person. I've been through this crap. I have been through it. I'm done with that. I don't even, I get so upset about that kind of stuff because I'm like, look, I withstood severe pain from 2017 until 2020. And then in 2020, I started to fight back to try to get this man elected because he was elected in 2020, right? That election was stolen. Think about this audience, Mr. President, and you know this. We had a fake president of the United States of America, and we're not even sure he was there most of the time. Maybe he was, there was a body double. The auto pen crap. What are we doing about this? So how are we organizing? Oh, we're gonna get short on time here, and I got that. Got that.
Well, General, you're the one that said you had to go in 20 minutes. You've been here in 30.
Yeah.
We got a hard network break in 45 seconds. Can you do five more minutes to finish your point?
Yeah, I will. But I want to ask this question, and I'll leave it at the break here. For the president, are you organized for combat? Are you organized to run this government the way it needs to be run? Not conventionally, but you are an unconventional guy. So do you feel comfortable and confident that your government, the executive branch of the government, is being run the way you want it to be run? And if your answer is yes, then I'll shut up and go home.
Well said. You've got a great website, generalflynn.com. All your great work. Leave us a follow next at General Flynn. We'll be right back in 2 minutes with final statements from him. I actually know how Trump's being blackmailed. I'm going to go ahead and tell you.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow grass fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. We have a new product in at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force. Well, we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, it can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do,
thealexhillshow.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexhillshow.com.
Now, back to our program.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Desperate times mean desperate measures. And we know how they're trolling Trump. He didn't have sex with 14-year-olds. He didn't get pissed on in Russia. It's all about his wife. And the enemy has all this information, and that's why you're getting this out of Trump. And at the end of the day, they're going to turn around and stab him in the back regardless, because he's now being blamed for all this stuff they did because of what he's doing. And I'm not saying Melania did this stuff, but this is what they're alleging, and it's already out there. But General Flynn, you got the floor.
Yeah, when you're being attacked, you know, you can either retreat, you know, withdraw, whatever word you want to use, or you can counterattack, right? And I think now is the time for President Trump to counterattack instead of trying to, you know, push something to the side. That wall that we are facing, which is this whole Epstein affair, is not an immovable wall, but it is up. It is a wall that is going to block this administration from moving his agenda forward the way he wants to move it forward, with whether it's foreign policy successes, peace around the world, border security, whatever. But this Epstein affair is a wall. It is not immovable. But you've got to figure out where to attack and how to counterattack. And as I said at the very end of the last segment, are you organized properly to be, as a government, as an executive branch, are you organized properly to go after the things that matter to the American people right now? You know, number one, I can tell you, elections. We can't, if we run elections, if we run our primaries with the same system that we had for the 2020 or 2022 elections or 2024 elections, you know, what should we expect? I don't care how much the Republicans have outregistered the Democrats. The second thing is accountability. You know, I'm hoping that on Tuesday night during the State of the Union that you talk about how you are planning on holding people accountable, that there are investigations, that we're going to see some things breaking here very soon. And then the third thing, you have to talk about the economy, and those are fine. Those are all sort of the normal, you know, those are sort of conventional, if you will. Maybe accountability can be done in an unconventional way. But in order to break through this Epstein wall, you're going to have to come forward and say, okay, I got it. Because I'm going to tell you, it ain't going away. There's just too much out there. We believe in you, Mr. Trump. We absolutely believe. We worked our tails off. We worked our butts off to get you elected, a couple of times, not just in 2016, but in 2020 and in 2024. And these people will not give you a break. I don't care whatever deals they may offer, you know, you or others. They will not. These people are out for blood, and they're out for this country, and they are going to do everything they can to continue to, you know, this sort of globalist movement to take over this country. It's going to happen. You know, you got a picture there. Keep that picture up for a second. Bill Clinton. The amount of people that were so upset, that the number of calls and messages that I got when you said on whatever the show was that, you know, Bill Clinton's a good guy, basically. You know, we get along. Bill Clinton is not a good guy. You know, he's not a good guy. He's not. And I don't care what you think about Bill Clinton. And there's so many things that are in that guy's past that the American people are going, wait a second. You know,
Trump is signaling to them, I'll protect you, protect me. And it's not him with kids. We know. I predicted it. They did it. It's Melania claiming she was with Epstein. Whatever the thing was there. The point is that Trump, the guy that produced the movie with Netflix and her movie, is all over this with Epstein. Now we understand he's protecting his family, and not from any crimes, but from embarrassment or the threat of embarrassment. Trump, you're being held hostage. Let's just—it's going to come out.
Like I said, the most forgiving people on the planet are the American people. The American people will forgive. Trust me. I've been through my own bullshit. Trump, you know, if there's some family related issue, and I don't know about that, but I'm just saying, it's like We're not going to move past this. And the reason why we're not going to move past this, because we all have, many of us, have children or grandchildren or great-grandchildren, in one woman's case, who got a hold of me, you know, and said she will go to her dying breath fighting this bullshit. So people need to understand, President Trump, you need to understand, the Epstein affair is not going to, we are not going to move past it. Because
and when the press secretary says move along, it only makes them more angry. GeneralFlynn.com.
Right.
Thank you for the time, sir. Like I said, anytime, right. This show is yours. Thank you, and God bless you, and we'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely. God bless y'all.
Follow us on X Real Talk Show. Thank you, General Flynn.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
My eyes are blind, but I can see.
Look, I've known why Trump's been blackmailed for 2 years. And it's not anything illegal. It's just the embarrassment of his wife. And it's not even real. And I predicted it all. Super beautiful woman. I've met her, intimidating, most intimidating woman ever. Like, women don't intimidate me. Really, nobody does. This is like electricity shooting out. And she was a model, and she did do, you know, lesbian photo shoots. Everybody knows that stuff. They're trying to blackmail Trump 10 years ago with that, 9 years. So he just leaked it to the New York Post. That was Trump. I know who did the leak. That's why I get up here and tell you stuff about all this stuff, like where Q came from is that. I mean, I know it all, folks, okay? And the media said, oh, she worked for Epstein, his modeling agency. No, she worked at Trump's modeling agency. But the point was, there was that relationship. And whatever it is, they're using that. It's about the president's wife. And I don't bring this up now at the 11th hour, 58th minute, to be mean. It's the opposite. They're going to turn around and stab you in the back, Trump. You got Hillary. Oh, Trump's involved. Trump's a pedo. I'm innocent. Ghislaine Maxwell set up their foundation. It's on record. I will not sit by. All because your family can't handle a little fight. Oh, that's like in One Battle After Another. It's a horrible, racist, globalist, brainwashing movie. But there's a great thing where they call the head communist in and they go, oh, we're going to put you in prison for life. We're going to about to beat the hell out of you. He goes, I don't care. And he goes, oh, yeah, but what about your sister and your mother? He goes, I'll tell you everything I know. That's how they got to Trump. Yeah, I've had him sue my parents, threaten my family, threaten to all of it. I said, hey, if we don't beat this, we lose anyways. You want to knock yourself out. You got to have that attitude, folks. Seriously. Knock yourselves out. Knock it out. Knock it out. Knock yourself. I'm not stopping no matter what you do, no matter what you pull. I am fully committed, and I ain't stopping. You put a gun to my head. Put a gun to my children's head and said, sell out or pull trigger. Pull trigger, brother. They got an eternal soul. You want to get their soul. You want me to help you do that. Pull the trigger. Pull it. Because I already pulled the trigger on you. And that's why they don't like me. Because if this spirit of commitment spreads, it's game over. You say what you want about me. I don't think I'm the best guy, the smartest guy, the toughest guy around. But I do love humanity, and I do love the truth. And I ain't selling out for nobody. Ever. That's why they call me the sellout constantly. Because they know I'm the opposite. They know if that real McCoy spreads, it's game over. I'm in over 50 emails, them attacking me for exposing their pedophilia and Pizzagate and Epstein. The left, all over the news. Alex Jones is in the files. Alex Jones is in the files. They'll tell you how I'm in the files. You can go look it up. I'm their enemy. But that's all they got. Because I turned down their offers. I turned down their money. I turned down all of it. And it was easy to do. Everything with them, I would use the analogy of, is the first or the second? They're super cheesy, but I've seen, I think, all three of them. Is it three of them? Pirates of the Caribbean. You got the Black Pearl. And because they took this Aztec gold, they live forever, but they can't taste the wine. They can't taste the meat. They can't, you know, it's just, in the moonlight, you see their skeletons, their slaves, their ringwraiths. They have all this power, but they have no power. They're a vessel. You get the power, but you don't get the power. Guys, pull up Pirates of the Caribbean Black Pearl Curse. Should pull it up, I'm guessing. The Curse of Pirates of the Caribbean. Should pull it up. And you drink the wine, but you don't even taste it. The minute I even approach evil, I feel my power level going down. And so, to me, I always explain to people, there's no way I sell out. The more dangerous it gets, the more insane, the more I fight, the more they attack, the stronger I am. The more I can see through the third dimension. This is amazing. And I only wish that I could get the general public to realize fighting tyranny, standing up to bullies, is what you were designed to do. And there's that point where you're under attack, whether it's physical or political, whatever, and you just decide, I'm going to beat ass. And it's a commitment, and the strength just 100% just real forever. The satisfaction. I'm not a prideful person. I'm a satisfaction person. My whole life's about satisfaction. It's about feeling complete. I don't even know what pride is. I don't feel prideful. Oh, I'm great. No, I'm a nobody. I'm going to be alive now and dead later. But satisfaction, completion, being in God's order, being aligned with the Creator. A little less talk, a little more action. That's satisfaction, quote Elvis. And I forget, what clip did I just call for? Yeah, Pirates Caribbean, where he's talking to the captain of Black Pearl. He says, you know I want that gold? Because I'm a slave. And everything's torture. Yeah, I live forever and all this power, but I'm in hell. I want the last gold. I want to die. Give me that last piece of gold. That's the Aztec curse. Well, you got a curse over here. You got the blessing over here. And I'm telling you, if any of you ever tasted the Holy Spirit, those of you that think it's a joke, Joe Rogan's drinking out of it now. Joe Rogan's going to church and crying. People I know that were there. And look what he's doing now. How good he is. See? I told you. And I told him it's all real. And he better get with the right side of it. You want to be like Les Wexner telling newspapers like it's a joke? Oh, I'm possessed by a demon. I do all these horrible things. It orders me to. I'm blacked out half the day. The demon takes over. I don't remember anything. No, that's what happens, folks. When a psychotic has a psychotic break and kills their whole family. That thing got in. The devil made him do it. Yeah, so here's a scene where they're fighting the undead, but it's a scene where the captain's talking to the girl, and he says, you know, I want the gold, right? I'm cursed. I need the last pieces so this curse ends. Now just give it to me. You don't want to have any of that gold yourself, you're going to be cursed. And you learn that Jack Sparrow, he's cursed too. He's undead in that episode. You don't want to take any of this gold. You don't want to take the devil's gold. So, let's go to a John Bound report. And I'm going to open the phones up. And we got a big guest host coming up in the fourth hour today. But I try to be respectful of the president, and I understand his mindset. But I'm not going to sit here and watch the country wreck just because you don't want some made-up crap about your wife out. Who cares? Like Flynn said, was Roger Stone convinced you with the lesbian soft porn of Melania in bed with another, you know, I mean, you know, I'm not going to be hypocrites, super hot. The point is, you know, it's like poetry in motion. The point is that you're going to let them use whatever else they've got and all to protect her. They're going to burn her and burn you and put you in prison. So let me make it easy for you. And it's already done. If I get SWAT team today and die, it all gets released. So just, you know, I hope listeners know what you're getting right here. I'm not going to stand by while this blackmail goes on. They're going to use this stuff for blackmail, I'll just release it. I don't have the videos and stuff, but I know what the intel is. I'm doing you a favor, Trump. And I'm rarely wrong, except when I believe your attorney general when she lies and they release it all. They did release actually a bunch of stuff, did redact stuff. So it's partially true. So it wasn't as bad as I thought, but still, I spent 2 hours or 4 hours just bitching about me being wrong. Because we don't just kind of, oh, I was wrong on this little bit. No, I'm like, let's talk about that. Because I don't care about being made a fool of. I care about telling people something that isn't totally accurate. Because I want the mojo of the truth. Because the more you tell the truth, the more it resonates. The more you get it, the more you're trusted. I want to be close to God. And when I'm doing good and I'm fighting evil and I'm being strong and I'm not backing down, I feel the loving embrace of God around me. And the strength and the will and the completion and the goodness and the satisfaction, not the pride, but the deep satisfaction. Just, as they say in Revelation, when the saints go to heaven and they're throwing their crowns down saying, we don't want these. It's like, oh, thank you so much. Oh, you're so good. We love you. Thank you. You're so, it's just, no. It's about you, God. I worship you. Hallelujah. I cannot do this. I need you, God. You're so great and good. I love you so much. That's what it's about, is the completion, the satisfaction, the eternalness. It's just like, there's no past, there's no present, there's no future. You say, what's it like to be in heaven? It's just pure, beyond bliss. And you could see anything in any history, in any culture, in any trillion galaxies you wanted. And you can do whatever God wants. You want to go do something, God says, do it. But you just want to be basking in God's perfection. Just, it's like I said, being thrown off a boat 10 miles from shore and you swim and almost die and you finally hit the beach and you're just like, oh, and it's a sunny day. You drop on that warm sand. You're just like, Jesus. And you're just there like, God's your father. He is. And you're just a little baby in his arms. It's like, oh God, I'm back to the source. But you wouldn't know what the source is if he didn't give you free will and turn you loose into this hell. And that Satanist, we talk to a real demon, they're always like, your God's a sadist. He allowed all this pain. Blah, blah, blah. No, you injected that. But yeah, God didn't want to be alone, so God created that. What a prophet. And hypocrites go, oh, well, that's evil. I've had 4 children. They could be bank robbers. They could be murderers. They could be whatever. They weren't. They're all amazing people. And they're going to die one day physically. You say, giving birth is killing someone. Give me a break. It's the great challenge of the universe. It's what it's all about. I have zero pride. But I have 100% satisfaction. 100% completion. And people talk about pride. That's the wrong term. I'm proud of my family. I'm proud of America. I'm proud of doing the right thing. You're not proud. You're not like, I'm good. You're like, you're satisfied. You've done what you're supposed to do. A little less talk, a little more action. Here's John Bowne's report. We'll come back with all the news and take your phone calls.
Please, Pittsburgh. Nothing to see here, please.
Leon Black, the billionaire co-founder of Apollo Global Management, has long been tied to the Jeffrey Epstein scandal through massive payments and a close association that he himself has called a horrible mistake. Yet he shelled out $62.5 million in 2023 to the U.S. Virgin Islands to settle and avoid any potential claims tied to Epstein's operations there, where some of those funds indirectly supported Epstein's island empire.
The headline should be Leon Black paid Jeffrey Epstein $158 million for services over 5 years as like a tax advisor. This is a story of a U.S. billionaire paying a convicted sex offender hundreds of millions of dollars. I mean, with the lending, it brings him $200 million into Jeffrey Epstein. And the report found that he visited Epstein's home in New York multiple times and his other homes around the world as well. In order to, like, what, cut his tax bill by $1 or $2 billion, which even that strikes me as concerning.
The leaked document from the Epstein files from 2026 DOJ releases consists of heavily redacted attorney notes from a May 2023 call. Multiple women accused Black of violent rape, often under the guise of massages. One described 7 to 8 years of sadistic abuse, including vaginal biting, causing excruciating pain and bleeding. Another claimed a brutal assault with head slamming. A third, a developmentally disabled 16-year-old girl with autism and mosaic Down syndrome, alleged trafficking by Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, forced to massage Black naked, then violently raped, causing severe rectal and vaginal injuries. Of course, Black has vehemently denied all involvement, calling the accusations baseless, uncorroborated, insisting he's never met certain accusers. And now the outrage is exploding nationwide because Life Touch, the company behind school pictures for countless American kids across the country, is owned by Shutterfly, which Apollo Global Management controls through its funds.
The rumors have caused concern among parents around the country.
No one really thought anything of it until we started thinking about, okay, wait, who actually is seeing these pictures instead of just the parents?
LifeTouch, too, has responded, releasing a statement which reads in part, LifeTouch is not named in the Epstein files. The documents contain no allegations that LifeTouch itself was involved in or that student photos were used in any illicit activities.
You want to know who owns those photos, and that's typically done by contract, and what can be done with the photos later between you and the photographer.
Stephen Clark is a South Bay-based attorney. He says it's important to read the fine print on consent forms for things like school photo shoots. Tech expert Ahmed Banafa agrees, especially given the chance of a data breach.
About 5 million pictures being sold on the dark web in 2023.
Meanwhile, in the latest torrent of Epstein documents, Woody Allen and Jess Staley emerge as another grotesque thread in the financier's web of influence. Allen pops up repeatedly in scheduling logs and emails, with Epstein even paying $15,000 for their kids' elite private school tuition. Emails between Woody Allen and Epstein reveal a conversation about cannibalism. Epstein says he didn't just cause heartburn, he ate them. Epstein says hearts. Then Allen says thanks. Allen says, at least I'm thinner. Epstein says, because you also eat the bones, providing fiber. Allen says, I don't like waste. Staley, the former J.P. Morgan rainmaker turned Barclays CEO, exchanged over 1,000 emails, some laced with creepy Disney princess references and young women's photos.
And so the New World Order is in deep trouble. They're basically done. And we should focus on the files we're suppressing. We should focus on the cover-up, but also focus on what we got.
A financial kingpin, a predator banker, and a legendary filmmaker, all orbiting the same twisted world of Jeffrey Epstein. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
You don't know what this is, do you?
It's a pirate medallion.
This is Aztec gold. One of 882 identical pieces they delivered in a stone chest to Cortez himself. Blood money paid to stem the slaughter he wreaked upon him with his armies. But the greed of Cortez was insatiable. So the heathen heathen gods placed upon the gold. A terrible curse. An immortal that removes but a single piece from that stone chest shall be punished for eternity.
I hardly believe in ghost stories anymore, Captain Barbossa.
That's exactly what I thought when we were first told the tale. Buried on an island of the dead, what cannot be found, except for those who know where it is. Find it, we did. There be the chest. Inside be the gold. We took them all. We spent them and traded them. And frittered them away. Drink and food and pleasurable company. The more we gave them away, the more we came to realize the drink would not satisfy. Food turned to ash in our mouths. And all the pleasurable company in the world could not slake our lust. We accursed men, Miss Turner. Compelled by greed we were. But now, we are consumed by it. There is one way we can end our curse. All the scattered pieces of the Aztec gold must be restored and the blood repaid. Thanks to ye, we have the final piece.
And the blood to be repaid?
That's why there's no sense to be killing you. Yet. Apple.
I'm curious. After killing me, what is it you're planning on doing next?
Slaves of Satan.
Look! The moonlight shows us for what we really are. We are not among the living, and so we cannot die. But neither are we dead. Too long I've been parched of thirst and unable to quench it. Too long I've been starving to death and haven't died. I feel nothing. Not the wind on my face, nor the spray of the sea. Nor the warmth of a woman's flesh. You best start believing in ghost stories, Miss Turner. You're in one.
People who serve Satan are in the spiritual position. All they can do to get feeling is to kill us. That's the only thing I'll tell you in this movie is when they kill a baby, poison you, give you a poison shot, they feel a little good. That's the only time they feel good is when they hurt you, cut your son's penis off, give you a poison shot. They feel a little good. A little. That's why they all fantasize in their writings about nuclear war killing billions. That would feel really good. They're promised to free themselves if that happens. We got big news. I don't want you to hear. We're about to break straight ahead. You want to stay with us.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. And I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action. Taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone that is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Talk about Melania Trump. And I predicted that in the Epstein files and every cycled stuff that she worked for Epstein and his talent agency and his modeling agency and that she was a prostitute. And I researched and never saw any evidence of that. She did work for an agency with Trump. She's a beautiful woman. She did do the softcore lesbian spread that was in the New York Post. We can pull that up. She's not pornographic. You know, laying there in a bed with a beautiful woman. I'm I'm a Christian, but I'm not some guy that doesn't admit that, you know, God built me this way, so I'm not going to judge that. Trump knew that was coming out 9 years ago. I was told by the folks that engineered it, they released the New York Post, to get ahead of it. That's smart. That's smart old Trump. The new Trump is particularly concerned about Melania and the BS they put in these files. And I've talked about this for a long time. I've kind of foreshadowed it. But if you wonder why Trump's doing all this and saying nice things about Hillary Clinton and nice things about Bill Clinton and doing all this stuff, and I told you this when it first started back in March, I said it's Trump behind the cover-up. And listeners got really mad. Now listeners get mad at me when I don't say Trump's evil. No, we broke. Played the clips yesterday. The day before, we broke back in March. It's Trump giving the orders. And that's admitted now. He says it's bad for the country. Move on. Because he thinks they'll never be able to prosecute it. It's so crazy. And I see that argument. I don't agree with it. Because that's unjustified means. Plus, they're going to stab you in the back, Trump. But then you've got Melania's big movie that was put out. And these type of folks, boomers like Trump and others, they think that's important still. Younger people know it's just pure crap. I've known it forever. I'm glad the world's caught up. But you have the people making the movie heavy Epstein operatives. So it's all like, we're not just protecting Melania with whatever made up crap they have that she was a prostitute or whatever. There's no evidence though, but they can sure cook it up. We're making a big movie about her. And then it was the same leftist media that says, oh, it's a dud. It fell apart. Ha ha ha. I mean, Trump is being given one dimensional information. Here's one of the photo shoots, which is sheer torture to look at. So, like Flynn said, and by the way, Flynn on air is like, I'm not, you know, Flynn knows all about it. We talked about it off air. The point is, we're about to go over it all. Yeah, there's Campbell all over the files. So, that's what's going on here. And I get a husband defending his wife, but it's not even real stuff. And they're going to double back Trump on you with this. And I get it. Melania's something else. I've never had women intimidate me. The more beautiful, the more I'm at ease with her. It's very intimidating. So that's all they got. And in between marriages, Trump was a playboy. That was never a secret. But that's what they've got. Trump, when you did the grab him by the pussy joke, women let you do whatever they want, like I can shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue, you were going to do that. You were just making the point of I can do whatever I want. People loved you when you just came clean with it. And I was the one that told you to say it's just locker room talk. They don't care about you and the supermodel, dude. But your administration is being destroyed. They just saved half the 500,000 missing kids. You got the border secure. You pull out of the carbon tax to save 2 million people's lives. This is awesome. But we will not sign on to protecting the Clintons and others. And now you got Hillary so arrogant. She's all over the place. I got a bunch of clips. We're not involved. Ghislaine Maxwell funded in the founding of the Clinton Global Initiative. The head of the Clinton Foundation was sent to prison for human trafficking sex slaves out of Haiti. She changed her name, went on to run Amber Alert. For God's sakes, I know this stuff up one side and down the other. I know you weren't involved. But now, all because of the crap when the Democrats controlled the file, they stuck in there about your wife and a few other people. You're doing this. And they are already destroying you. Because on one front, they're asking nice, but their surrogates are all attacking you. I'm doing you a favor. I'm bringing out what they're blackmailing you with right now for everybody. And just like your instincts, 3 months before the election in 2016, because I know who talked to you and you guys decided, I'm releasing exclusive information here. They're like, they got this stuff. It's about to be published. Trump's like, his advisor put it in the New York Post. Get ahead of it. They did. And his approval rating went up. So, because it's not her in bed with an 8-year-old. It's with another sexy ex-European. And we're not hypocrites as Christians. You know, I don't run around. I'm not saying cheating on your wife. I'm not saying all this stuff's good. But we're also going to say he was a playboy back then. He's willing to take on the globalists. We're not going to judge him about that or his wife. Big deal. Seriously. Come on. Let's get down to brass tacks here. Stop being hypocrites, folks. All right. We have all the big, massive evil going on, and then people want to obsess over something like this. But that's how they got Trump by his balls right now. And I want the globalist who should be all going to prison right now with a wiener laptop and all of it, who've got your testicles in their hands squeezing it, I want to remove that and knock them upside the head politically. So, and look, I know all about it, and a bunch of other people do, okay? So, anybody thinks they're going to shut me down or do some bull stuff, it'll just all be about Melania at that point. We want you to stop letting them use your wife and a few other people for blackmail. And meet this thing head on. It's like they say in Caddyshack. Lacey has a certain zest for life. And the caddy that just banged her said, his niece, Judge Schmel, don't worry, I won't say a word. He goes, good, very good. Well, nobody's mad at Lacey Underwood in Caddyshack. And no one's mad at your wife. Stop it. That's all they got? That's what they got. It'd be like a fish not swimming in the ocean, a woman that hot. Yeah, let's play this Caddyshack scene. We'll get to the serious stuff. We also have the scopolamine in that, growing the plants for the zombie drug. This is massive news with our special guest analyst here, Thomas Siska. But if you guys have Caddyshack, let's play the Lacey Underwood scene.
The judge would like to see a caddy named Danny Noonan as soon as he comes in.
I'm Danny Noonan.
See, this is a lens for all of life. Master film. Probably the most important movie ever made. Not Citizen Kane, not The Godfather, not Apollo, down with this.
Judge Smale, sir?
Sit down, Danny. Danny, I think you know why you're here, so I'll do us both the courtesy of not reviewing what happened yesterday. Sorry. My niece is the kind of girl that has a certain zest for living. The last thing any of us need right now is a lot of loose talk about her behavior.
I swear I didn't tell anybody anything, sir.
Good. Good, good. You know, despite what happened, I'm still convinced you have many fine qualities, and I think you can still become a gentleman someday. If you understand and abide by the rules of decent society. Danny. There's a lot of, badness in the world today. I see it in court every day. I've sentenced boys younger than you to the gas chamber. Didn't want to do it. Felt I owed it to them. The most important decision you can make right now is, what do you stand for, Danny? Goodness or badness?
I know I've made some mistakes in the past. I'm willing to make up for that. I want to be good.
Good. Good. Very good. You know, I know how hard it is for young people today, and I want to help. Well, just ask my grandson Spaulding. He and I are regular pals.
Are you my pal, Mr. Scholarship Winner?
Yes, sir. I'm your pal.
How about a Fresca?
Oh.
Huh?
So, that's President Trump. Blackmail information on his wife. I'm saying it all here. All the Trump circles will attack me. Trump's being destroyed by this. Who cares? There's no kids. He's a freaking playboy. Any man out there that's actually got testicles, you telling me you're not going to? Just shut up. We don't care. Stop it. What we care about is Les Wexner saying he's a demon-possessed and wants to hurt people. What we care about is trafficking kids and cannibalism and murder. And these Satanists have tricked Trump into attacking his family and some people. And, oh, it'll hurt the stock market, sir. So now he's openly being destroyed, but he's 79. And I explained this to General Flynn. He got it quickly and moved on to expanding. I've known this since Trump got in. Everybody buys ads on Fox TV. Because you don't have to buy national. You know, it's like $500,000 an ad. You can buy it for like $50,000 an ad in D.C. because Trump watches it religiously and listens to every bit of it. He doesn't get all this. He's not playing 10D chess. He's smart and has good business ideas and doesn't hate America. But he's not. So he doesn't know he's burning down. He doesn't know he's giving our enemies victory. He doesn't know. And I told you it would be in the files. The Jane Doe recycle, the E. Jean Carroll, his wife's a hooker, not even true from what we know. But they got something in there. And I'm just like, Trump, what are you going to do? So let's talk about his wife. Put up Melania with Epstein, the rest of it. Thomas Siska and this movie with these Epstein people and just how they're trying to control the White House right now. Thomas Siska.
Yes. So the director of the Melania movie is Brett Ratner. And this is his first movie since he was canceled by Hollywood from the Me Too movement over several allegations of him raping women.
Oh, Rev Shot, let's show these articles, guys.
So right here we have Melania director Brett Ratner pictured cuddling women in Epstein files. He's all over the Epstein files. There's pictures of him with other known pedophile, Jean-Luc Brunel. And this
guy was as big as Epstein, and they killed him.
Yes, this guy is surrounded by pedophiles. He directed the Rush Hour films and then the X-Men Last Stand movie with Bryan Singer, who was a known pedophile who settled out of court with one of his accusers. He raped young boys.
And the Guardians of the Galaxy guy doing weird stuff.
He's made a lot of weird comments, yes. But this guy, Brett Ratner, is absolutely surrounded by pedophiles.
Well, he has pedo-style parties.
And he was dead in the water, so why would Melania and why would the Trump administration or whoever pick this guy to direct her movie? They could have picked, you know, Mel Gibson or somebody that is known to not mess around with kids or surround himself with pedophiles. But no, they go with the guy who needs help, who has no career anymore, and they resurrect him and give him life. And this guy is just, I mean, his last name is Ratner. His dad started a rat poison company, and everything, all his companies are, you know, have rat in the name. I mean, it's a joke. This is here. This is what some of the women said that the director, Brett Ratner, did to them. Natasha Henstridge said he forced her to give him oral sex. Olivia Munn said that he masturbated in front of her, then lied to others that he'd had sex. Jamie Ray Newman shared that he'd sexually harassed her on a flight. Catherine Town, the director, followed her into the bathroom of a party after making unwanted advance.
But the point is, he's an Epstein insider.
Right.
So they send an Epstein insider.
Yes.
As the payola. And like, oh, not only are we not going to release this info about Melania, but, ooh, we're friends now.
Yeah. And, I mean, just several articles here about him being in the Epstein files, his connections with all these other known pedophiles.
All right, Shot Guys, show all this. Don't even look these articles up.
Brett Ratner returns to directing after sexual assault allegations with Melania movie. And I just don't understand it. I mean, that's like political suicide. You're trying to get out of this Epstein thing, and you bring a known Epstein, you know,
confidant.
I mean, he clearly is in these pictures with a lot of young girls, and bring him back into the spotlight and champion him. I mean, it's embarrassing, and it's, you know.
But the point is, it's a whole club. Not only are we not going to blackmail you, but we'll do something nice for you.
Right.
And you look at the producers of it, all ties into Obama. I was looking that up.
Yep, and the guy's friends with Diddy. I mean, he surrounds himself with
So I'm going to tell you again. It's all about Melania, and that's why Trump's blackmailed. So there I said it. And she's not even, from what we see, guilty of any of this.
And all these people, they all settle outside of court. Bryan Singer, the X-Men director, he settles outside of court. None of these people are charged, so it gives them, you know, the cover of saying, well, he's not an actual rapist. You know, there's allegations, and I'm sure there are people out there that have allegations against him that are not true.
Yeah, but with Epstein, it's like in these photos, I mean, look at it.
But when it comes to Epstein and the people that this guy surrounds himself, it's 100% true. And then
this ain't where there's smoke, there's fire. This is fire.
And then the Rush Hour films he directed, you got Chris Tucker on the flights with Bill Clinton. I mean, what was he doing there flying around with Clinton and Epstein?
So let me ask you this. What does Trump need to do? Because we know he's not involved in anything illegal. We know they're using threats with the Melania's a hooker thing, which has been disproven. I mean, I know he listens to his wife. She's being manipulated.
He needs to burn every single connection to Epstein that is in his administration, that is in Hollywood, anyone asking for favors, anyone in the financial institutions, the tech world, and get people that are not associated with him. I know it seems difficult, but we need to replace them with military generals, people that are in technology in the military that have nothing to do with him. We know that
just like Bukele did. It's the same model. It's not a tyranny. We already have a pedophile tyranny. The only thing you replace that with and it faces back to civilians is command and control.
I mean, Epstein was connected in DARPA.
Well, the left keeps saying he's going to do that because that's the only move they fear.
He was
his seizure of the infrastructure. Meanwhile, Trump, you think you've controlled this. You haven't. Major misstep.
He was involved in DARPA in the emails, Epstein. So he managed, I mean, it's clear as day that he was involved.
He was the head of the Trilateral Commission because Rockefeller turned it over to him.
And he had DOD clearance. I mean, that's clear as day. He was in the Department of Defense helping them with this technology and gene editing and all types of, surveillance systems.
And his sperm makes it to Zoroastrians, like I said, for surrogates, for harvesting of stem cells from dead babies.
And I'd like to talk about these modeling agencies and these guys that we know are co-conspirators like Jean-Luc Brunel and Leslie Wexner.
Let's talk about that. You get into Wexner. He's now, it's come out, is a co-conspirator list in FBI files they suppressed. He's called before the Ohio legislature. He's being called before Congress. There's UN investigations. Talking about the pot calling the kettle black. Investigations of the WF. This thing is blasting out now.
And Leslie Wexner funded Abercrombie & Fitch and the CEO, Mike Jeffries, who was also arrested for sex trafficking. He's still fighting those allegations right now. He was actually into young boys and young male models, and he would get those guys into prostitution rings. And what these people do, whether it be Jean-Luc Brunel or Mike Jeffries, is they tell them they have access to make these people stars. If you want to play ball, you want to get groomed, you want to be sexually abused and not tell anybody, then we can make you into a famous actor. And these are
and you've got a breakdown. You asked what, Grok or ChatGPT?
This is just a list of actors.
A red shot. And let's show this. This is people in these groups and what happened to them.
So this is a list of models for Abercrombie & Fitch, which is, again, an offshoot of Victoria's Secret and Leslie Wexner. These are models that became actors after working for Abercrombie & Fitch. Ashton Kutcher, Channing Tatum, who's actually the star of the movie Blink Twice, which is all about bringing models to an island, feeding them scopolamine till they can't remember anything and tying them up and brutally raping and murdering.
Which we'll get to when we come back. We have the movie trailer and then also Serpent the Rainbow, the same scopolamine that we know in the emails Epstein was producing.
Yes.
With the plants.
And
so it turns them into a zombie for a half a day or a day. And amnesia. They remember nothing.
Correct. More so than LSD. Everyone talks about LSD and the MK Ultra, and they say, well, we never were able to actually get a Manchurian style candidate from LSD, or it didn't quite get to where we want it. Scopolamine achieved what they were looking for. They were able to give somebody this drug and they can follow commands and not remember a thing. And that's, there's not
total amnesia.
There's not a lot of talk about it, but this was part of MKUltra, and they use it in gangs in Colombia to find Johns. Prostitutes will go up to them. They'll blow the scopolamine into their nose. They barely see it, and it hits them instantly. And then they could go take
their credit card numbers, everything.
Dump out your bank account. You'll do it with a smile on your face. They'll go to your house, take all your belongings, and you'll say, oh, I wanted to give it to them. And then, eventually you'll come to.
And we have Epstein with botanists growing it. It's a large part of the files. It's him, his scopolamine fields.
Yes. And I mean, this plant, there's different versions of these trumpet plants that grow all across the world, but they all can produce the same drug. I remember there was a story out of South Florida where a man took one of these trumpet plants and he hallucinated so bad that he actually cut his penis off and was put into a mental.
Liberals love that. So just thinking about this, this is their operation. I mean, this is their whole program. So I want to, do you want to go to the trailer of the actress involved with all them where they make a movie about this?
Let's go to the Blink Twice trailer. And then when we come back, I can tell you a little bit more about some of the people whose careers were launched from these sex trafficking moguls.
And so they even make movies about it, making it a joke. Here it is.
Slater King, let's get to the question that everybody is dying for you to answer. Where have you been?
I guess I just needed to disappear for a little while. Huh. So I sort of bought an island.
An island?
It's a great place to bring friends. Nice to meet you, Frida. We're going to my island for a few days. Do you guys want to come?
Did we just jet off to a billionaire's island with a bunch of strangers?
Oh, he's not a stranger. He's Slater King.
I can't tell you how healing it's been just to disconnect.
Phones, please. Wait, for real?
It's just better without phones. I hope it's okay. This is my favorite one.
I think I'll survive.
We grow our own food. I wear the same thing every day.
So do you think it's weird that there's, like, clothes for us? I think it's just, like, rich. It's not what I thought it was gonna be.
What do you mean?
The legendary parties of Slater King. Blink Twice, if I'm in danger. What day is it?
I don't know.
When are we leaving?
Whenever you want.
You okay?
Dude, your eye.
Can't you feel it? There's something wrong with this place. I've turned under my nails and I don't know how I got there.
Are you having a good time?
I feel like we're forgetting, like, a lot of stuff.
There's something weird going on.
Something's making us forget. Where's Jess?
Who's Jess?
My friend. You remember her?
Yes.
But I don't remember her.
No.
They hate her. Leave Turkey.
Who's there?
I'm going for the phones. Keep a lookout.
Oh, my God.
What are we gonna do about you?
We need to find out what's really going on.
See, all these rich people, they're into Satanism. They're totally empty. They got to do something more depraved each time. A normal person never gets tired of a Dos Equis and a T-bone steak, a sunrise, a hike, you know, praying, you know, hanging out with your family. They're empty. The demons in them only, and look, that's Epstein Island, the exact topography out the window. So this came out 2 years ago, they're telling you. And then there are people involved. It's not like they're good guys, it looks like, telling you. Or maybe they are. What do you think?
Well, like I said, Channing Tatum, the star of this movie, his whole career was launched by a sex trafficker named Mike Jeffries, who ran Abercrombie and Fitch. And then the director of the movie is Zoe Kravitz, Lenny Kravitz's daughter. Now, Lenny Kravitz has done music with Diddy, and Zoe Kravitz was at these parties. So, I mean,
let's stop there. We're going to the next hour. We have more trailers, more documents. I have massive investigations. I haven't even gotten into massive preparation for this. Fourth hour, third hour, straight ahead. You do not want to miss any of this information, third or fourth hour. Remember, you're the Paul Revere's. You're 1776 worldwide. Share the live feed at Real Alex Jones on X, on Rebel Alex Jones show, and InfoWars.com/show. We are changing the world. The enemy is in deep crap. Praise God for that. And don't forget, tonight at midnight is the last day of the super sale on all the supplements, all the apparel, the knives, everything. 52% off at checkout at TheAlexJonesStore.com and it ends tonight. And everybody signing up now gets put in 100x times to win the Ford Shelby and the Ford Megatruck.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This is sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow grass fed from thealexshowstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available discounted at thealexshowstore.com.
Look here, even to this very day, I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hello, friends. Welcome to my home. We have all kinds of supplements.
Sometimes we have BOGO Supps.
We're always coming out with new products, and this is one of my favorites. You can shop for all of our supplements and apparel right here on the phone app.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
So much more, but Epstein first, and we've got the great Thomas Siska, incredible researcher writing Shotgun. But let's finish up with this. So we have in all these emails, we already showed a bunch, and we'll show them again. Scopolamine, the zombie drug, what they use in Haiti to make people think they bury them and make them think they're a zombie, now they're a slave. They use it all over to drug men, prostitutes, you already covered that. Here's Serpent the Rainbow, the 80s or whenever it came out, dealing with the true story of this. And you got Epstein and a whole bunch of emails saying they're using scopolamine. Here it is.
Wes Craven, director of A Nightmare on Elm Street, comes a story of the forbidden world between life and death.
There's a door to the mystical, and you just walk through it.
Somebody brought him back from the grave, and I want to know how they did it.
Death is not the end.
I'll take your soul.
You think you can take these people's secrets? Then just walk away.
In the shadows of the imagination lies the ultimate nightmare.
Don't let them bury me. I'm not dead.
The Serpent and the Rainbow.
So that's what we're talking about here. Show them the emails.
So Epstein in his emails is saying, ask Chris about my trumpet plants at nursery. Will do. So he's got the trumpet plants on the island.
They say scopolamine.
Scopolamine produces scopolamine. And then here's another one. The subject is scopolamine, powerful drug growing in the forests of Colombia that eliminates free will.
And we haven't talked about vaccines eliminate free will, too.
That's right. And then you saw on that that trailer for Blink Twice, like you said, the exact topography was Epstein's island.
Oh, let's put a live tweet out. Jeffrey Epstein used scopolamine for mind control. Let's put that out. That's important. Go ahead.
And then Zoe Kravitz, in a way, is blowing the whistle because she's been at these parties with Diddy, with her father. Notice in the movie, they're all wearing white. everything, every little detail about this movie is exactly P. Diddy, Epstein, all that.
And that movie is.
Revealed it in the movie. Blink twice. And I mean, the power of this drug, scopolamine acts incredibly fast, often within minutes, putting people in a highly suggestible state where they lose free will, suffer total memory blackouts, and become extremely compliant. I mean, that is like a demon's wet dream right there, to be able to control someone like that. It's insane. And they're growing it all over the island. And going back to all the models that turned into actors with Abercrombie and Fitch.
Then they control them and use them for sex ops. And that's why you have the movie Scanner Darkly updated that I helped rewrite for Rick Linkletter and Keanu Reeves. We updated it for a plant like scopolamine.
Yes.
2006, when you can see the movie.
Ashton Kutcher.
I'll write the script.
Ashton Kutcher, who was another one of the models, started dating Mia Kunis when she was underage. She was a lot older than her. And he's said several times in a video about, oh, I can't wait till this girl's old enough. Hillary Duff, she's only 15. I mean, his whole thing was, I'm the older guy that is going to groom these young girls and give them
access. Well, this is a control system. Former Wall Street Journal writer and incredible researcher on Deep State, dark journalist Daniel List joins us. Stay here with us. Thomas Siska. This is so important. I want to get him on about secret weapons they're now admitting that bend time and space will hit that too. But I want to first get his intake on Epstein.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Six bayonets. We're on the offense. The Empire's on the run or on the march.
From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Wow, this is going to be an incredible third hour. And then Jason Burmes takes over at the four, but we can probably take a little bit of his time. He understands that if we need more time with Dark Journalist, darkjournalist.com, YouTube Dark Journalist, Daniel List. If you want real stuff about advanced technology, hidden information, the esoteric, you're not going to get BS with him. We have people on that are right over and over again. That's our rule. So I've been trying to get him on for the last week about Trump was discombobulation weapons and stuff that controls time and space. And the White House science are saying that. We know they've got it. And I've been asking, you know, what is it? And they found a way to energize and project the clock. We'll do that in the second part of the interview, but he wants to get into Epstein, so I'm glad. And we've got our great researcher, Thomas Siska, riding shotgun with us here. We have a few other clips that we haven't gotten to. So let me do this up front. Now, we'll get to the Trump clips about the secret weapons in a moment. Let's go to Daniel List first about just the moment we're in history. The fourth turning, you can't deny what's even been released, the cannibalism, the devil worship, the secret societies, the advanced technology, the advanced physics, the human cloning, the sperm farms, the men getting women pregnant with their own child so that stem cells are better, killing the baby before it's born so it has no rights. All of this, the human surrogacy movement, some Chinese men with hundreds of children. I mean, this is us becoming a commodity right now. Then you have articles, the bachelor billionaire, Les Wexner, now in the files as a co-conspirator, going back over a decade, which we knew he was running it, and tied into George Herbert Walker Bush and all the rest of it, and the CIA, saying in this article, the bachelor billionaire, who's an overhead shot, that he becomes possessed daily by a Jewish demon, D-U-B-B-U-K,
and then
D-book, and then he doesn't remember anything, a psychotic break. He's very serious about this. Then there are emails, I'm Baal, which is an even higher level, like number two to Satan, like Satan's archangel, and then you've got him saying, I'm possessed by this demon, and then you've got all the spirit cooking and blood drinking and killing kids and outright the sex slaves being delivered to the Hyatt. She ran her operation, but not properly. I beat her severely. I tortured her well. Oh, great. Woody Allen, all of these people, all these Hollywood people, it's all coming out. There's no way they get out of this now. What will they pull now? Daniel List, what would you call this moment we're in right now?
It's transformative. Absolutely, Alex. And it's great to be here with you. One of the fascinating things about everything that's rolling out right now is how much of it goes back to the things you were reporting in 2019 and 2020, when Epstein was grabbed and then after his untimely death. And it's so interesting how the headlines here are really validating all the things you were putting out at the time. And it takes that arc of catching up very often in the audience, in the culture at large. And now here we are arriving at that moment. Now, what's interesting to me when we get into it is there's two aspects when you deal with Epstein you have to deal with up front, which aren't covered very much. And that has to do with the cult of Belial. That's one piece, his obsession with Atlantis, with Ghislaine Maxwell going into the hot zone in the Bahamas, between the Bahamas and Cuba, and searching for Belial Atlantis ruins, and how the ranch out there in New Mexico is dedicated to Atlantis. There's a reason for this that goes
deep.
That's
right. In fact, she had the UN appoint her as the head of the UNC treaty, and she was the founder of the Clinton Foundation.
Yes, and Terramar is her group. That was the nonprofit organization, and she claimed when she was arrested that she was actually a citizen of Terramar.
Yeah, she said, I'm diplomatic immunity, she said.
Yes, exactly. And what's interesting, when she was grabbed, this isn't brought out very much either, but when she was grabbed in Bradford, New Hampshire, she was using the pseudonym Janet Atlantis. This is very telling. The whole group works with this theme very, very deeply. And what they're looking for is the conjuring of this Belial aspect, which is an advanced culture back in Atlantis, and bringing that alive in the 21st century as we go to meet ourselves.
Belial is a top demon in the Bible.
Yes, exactly. Belial is one of the names for Baal, in fact. And it's interesting with Belial because there's a story back there that goes into the mystery text that has all to do with Amelius group versus the Belial group, and the Amelius group eventually being the kind of light, school of the prophets type Christ group, and then Belial
and
being
names
the evil
his main
group.
Bank account, Belial or Baal.
Yes, exactly. And that's interesting. The hints are there with him in Atlantis. And this is what gets me. When you're looking at what he's doing, he's trying to recreate it. That's where you get the whole eugenics obsession. This is the key part that's missing because he spent a lot of time down there. And now I've revealed the
email
directly.
We first learned about Atlantis from an acolyte of the idea of Atlantis. We know he's an Atlantean priest now, and that's Plato.
Yes. Exactly. And it's a very straight ahead. Now we have more information to deal with it, which is there is a culture that was back there that was more advanced than we are, and we're catching back up to it. There's a memory of it in the culture. And so they had advanced weaponry, and they basically destroyed themselves. But the idea is they were using kind of a spiritual psychic warfare when they were dealing with this. So when we're looking at it, what we're getting to is this is the belief system that goes into it. It's a tradition carried on through the mystery schools. And you get that through
and notice
Plato
Alexander Dugin advises Putin, says we're fighting the Atlanteans.
No doubt about it. Well, they believe it. There's no question about it. Actually, many of them think they're reincarnated Atlanteans, and that's where a lot of this story goes. Epstein is trying, when he's doing these types of eugenics experiments, to recreate the conditions of Atlantis. So,
but how crazy
the idea
is that? This is not 20 years, but I've talked to Dugin. The Russians literally believe they're battling, quote, the Atlantean cult. That's what they call it.
Yeah. Well, think about the Belial cults and what's going on with the idea. When they go down there beneath the west tip of Cuba, they find that there are not just pyramids and things, but a vast metropolis. So there's been this war going on in this area called the Hot Zone down there for a long time. It's a geopolitical hotspot for the ruins. And what I found out when I was talking to military people and people who worked on mapping the ocean floor was that you can actually get court-martialed or you can get arrested, you can get sued if you reveal that you've seen anything like ruins down there. And famously, there was a woman named Polina Zelitsky, who was in Cuba at the time doing this oceanography. Castro hired her and he said, oh, I want to look for Spanish galleons. And she went down there and found this vast metropolis. And as soon as she found it, it hit, you know, Washington Post, National Geographic and everything else. Those Cuban pyramids were discovered, but they got rid of that story. And Castro,
William Cooper was on a submarine and stuff. When they saw these big flying saucers coming out of the water, the officer comes on later and says, you're going to prison if you say you saw that. You didn't see
exactly.
It. It's the same story.
Exactly. Yeah. It's very interesting that you brought up Cooper there because Cooper brought out the UFO file very early on in the heart of this. And it's interesting to me because
when he was for real. He was naval intelligence tapped the whole deal.
Exactly. Right. And that story is a first, you know, first person observation. But the idea of UFOs in the water, this is the USO piece, comes up over and over again, and it comes up particularly in that same area, strangely enough, which is in the hot zone between Cuba and Bimini. Now, one of the things
that's close to Bermuda Triangle, right?
Exactly. It overlaps directly. It literally is the area between the tip of Florida, the Yucatan Peninsula, and the western tip of Cuba. It's its own kind of triangle. And which very strange things happen there.
Which is where Plato, in a book 2,300 years, or whatever it was, 2,025, 200-something years ago, said it is in the southwestern part of the Atlantic.
Exactly. He said it's past the Pillars of Hercules. And that's the Rock of Gibraltar, so that goes out. And nobody knows how to deal with that either. But what's interesting is that the story that Plato tells,
they made fun of till 10 years ago, they found it.
Right, exactly. And once they found it, then it becomes part of the history. We've been going back and forth with this on the Atlantis story because there's a group that doesn't want anything about Atlantis out. You have these higher level groups looking for those ruins, and they've spent time, money, and they have an entire mindset based around the ruins of Atlantis. The idea basically in the mystery schools about Atlantis goes to the idea that there was a gigantic conflagration that took place. Part of it was man-made and part of it was a comet. And the conflagration of the two split this continent into three different islands. And there was a group on one of the islands, which was the Emilius group. The other group was the Belial group. The Belial group is what the Epstein-Maxwell people were searching for.
And we'll talk about that. They were throwing it before I forget. And I apologize. You come back for tomorrow for 2 hours if you want. When you see Raiders of the Lost Ark, that's historical that Hitler would have probably won the war if he didn't spend a third of the budget on archaeology in Tibet and the Middle East and North Africa. He was trying to find the Lost Ark and a bunch of other stuff. And they also dug up the seat of Satan in Baghdad and, you know, moved that to Berlin. He was totally obsessed with that, but so was the other Western elite. So you see this total obsession on finding this.
It is. It's the sacred objects that are going on, and they know the power of the sacred objects, and they worship the sacred objects. It's interesting, too, with Hitler, because he spent many years working with Himmler to develop the Annenerbe, which was to find the ancestry of the ultimate Aryan. And that, you know, they actually searched to Tibet, but they also went to Central America. That one's not talked about too often. So they had this idea that there was an advanced culture back there that they were descendants of. So they were the descendants of this higher race. And as the result, you know, the rule of the earth belonged to them.
Well, that's right. Aryan doesn't just mean white. They believe that's a hybrid with humans and aliens. So the whole Aryan race is about that.
They believe the Aryans.
Exactly.
Go ahead, Thomas.
The Aryans believe that they came from, I believe, the Himalayan region, the Hindu Kush Mountains, and actually emerged out of the ground and were actually people that came from the dirt and rose
which is Genesis.
Yes.
Eve's made out of dirt and the rib. Keep going.
Well, it makes sense what you're saying there, actually, because it's not just looking at it as it's a white thing with the Aryans, because obviously if they're going to Tibet and measuring their eyes and all the rest of it, they think that they're associated with the Tibetan bloodline. A lot of that piece, though, about Hitler and Atlantis is interesting because it centers on Antarctica. And Antarctica, in this way, is a kind of Valhalla waiting out there for them. This is where the future lies. This is where the new future is going to be, because when they've been going over the mystery texts in the Nazi regime, they see all these allusions to upcoming Earth changes. The Earth changes are something that we hear about over and over again. These groups seem to be aware that there's going to be a massive geophysical pole shift event that takes place, and that that is going to shift the whole balance of power. And whoever rules in that moment becomes kind of the ruler of the galaxy.
And that's the whole COG preparation is for the cataclysm.
It is, yeah.
And we're told the emergency powers, but that's the cover for this preparation.
And they've found...
Yeah, I'm glad you...
Go ahead.
I was going to say they found in, I believe, in China, in these remote villages, burial sites of mummies that have red hair, blonde hair, not Asian, and it actually like predates
Well, that's because in Indian China, the ruling priest class 10,000 years ago were basically Viking derivation. They genetically tested them. Sorry, Dark Journalist, go ahead.
Yes, no, that's all very true. Actually, the red-headed mummy is a gigantic anomaly in the middle of all of this. Of the cone head skulls that are found in South America as well, they don't know what to make of it. You know, they just say, oh, it's some kind of a grooming thing that they did early on. You know, they would move the skull bones.
But I've seen the photos of National Geographic. They're Norse mummies. These are Norse. You know.
Yes, absolutely true. And I'll bring this back around to Epstein, because what's happening there is very fascinating to me. Epstein, at a certain point, if you go through the records of Virginia Giuffre and the whole bit about Prince Andrew and all the things he did with her in that court case, you're going to find a very odd piece in there, which is, you know, we know that the Epstein-Maxwell team, they got all this blackmail on high-level people, politicians, financiers, you name it. But the scientists are the weirdest part for me. The name that I got drawn in by was Alexandra Cousteau. And Alex, you'll know this. She's the granddaughter of Jacques Cousteau, who was basically the ultimate Atlantis underwater researcher. You know, the underwater world of Jacques Cousteau. And if you go back through the 70s and 80s, he has all of these different tours of that. Well, for some reason, Epstein and Maxwell were trying to get dirt, according to Virginia Giuffre, on Alexandra Cousteau. And I thought, this is very odd. Well, the other piece that came up in the middle of all this...
Yeah, what did Cousteau find?
Yes. Exactly. And he was down there. He wasn't likely to talk about it. This is the other piece. There's an awful lot going on underwater that we don't know anything about. So the underwater bases and the things that are set up at Autech over there in the hot zone, that's the underwater Area 51. So this is a whole other aspect.
The real space program is in the ocean.
Yes, absolutely. Excellent. It's an excellent point. One of the things I would say, though, the other unusual person in Giuffre's piece was that she said she was set up with Marvin Minsky. Marvin Minsky is over here at MIT. He was the guy who created AI. He's passed away now. But Epstein spent all this time with him. But his best friend, if you go really deep into Minsky, his best friend was someone named Margaret Adams. And she was the daughter of Colonel Sanders. Her name is Margaret Sanders. She's the daughter of Colonel Sanders. And she had the most extensive search for Atlantis group called MARS, out there in the Bahamas. They're the ones who found the Bimini Road. They're the ones who are going for the underwater artifacts. They are right there in that same thing. So the Epstein-Maxwell team is going after Alexandra Cousteau for blackmail on one hand, and Marvin Minsky, the ultimate AI guy with the
ocean.
She had her submarine license. She could operate a submarine.
Yes, absolutely. Well, this is the other thing that gets us into the hot zone piece that's so fascinating, because the submarine driving that she was doing was a submarine called Atlantis that was specially equipped for Stephen Hawking. They wanted Hawking there, and they always make the jokes about Stephen Hawking. Well, what is he going to do on Epstein Island? You know, he had all these handicaps and everything else. Well, if you go deep, and you have to understand, if they found ruins of Atlantis, Hawking would be ultimate person to bring in, because he would be able to tell them about the magnetic anomalies and all the rest. That's what he's doing there. That's why the submarine is named Atlantis. So now I found a document. I put it actually in my X thread, and I did a documentary on it last week. And it is a document from Ted Waite, who was Ghislaine's lover right after Epstein. And he says in the email, we're searching for gold in Atlantis, and we're trying to get Fidel's permission to go off the western tip of Cuba. It's right there in the email. It's a smoking gun. And this is part of what comes out. You know, there's so many different things and so many different directions in there. The thing that I'm looking for is the obsession they had with Belial and the Atlantis cult. That piece needs to be brought out, and now we have.
And again, Epstein and that email comes from the Justice Department. Belial.
It is B-E-L-I-A-L. Belial, and it is a different name for Ball.
Yeah, that's well known.
And it's interesting.
So, and have you seen the new stuff with Les Wexner literally saying he's possessed daily by a demon in mainstream news articles?
Yes.
I mean, what the hell's going on here?
Well, it's very interesting because it reminds me of your trip to Bohemian Grove many, many years ago, observing, you know, Moloch and the gigantic ceremony they were doing there. This is a deep, deep adult occult club. And when we look at it from that level, if they're operating on an occult level, then we on our own side need to look at them through the lens of their occult beliefs and teachings.
That's right. Their whole system is off. Off-world entities, call them aliens, you know, we call them demons. He says, I'm directed by a demon daily in newspaper articles. Les Wexner.
Right. Right. So where do you go with that, right? That's very openly admitting. And they're just like, oh yeah, you know, he's driven like a demon, isn't he? Well, he's giving you a lot. But I think at a certain point with a guy like Wexner, and we saw it with Epstein too, they lose the shame. And so they're just out there doing it. And at a certain point,
that's like Tony Podesta, 2007, publishes a whole magazine, The Washington Post, called Dangerous Art with pedophilia.
Exactly.
That's part of lesser magic is they have to tell you what they're doing.
Exactly.
This isn't external. People ask me who the new Epstein is. They're externalizing it right now. They're trying to mainline it.
Then you have that missing girl, the McCann girl, and both suspects' sketches look exactly like John Podesta and his brother.
That's in Portugal, right?
Yeah. I mean, like spinning image.
Sorry.
We've got the whole Abramovich piece there as well. And she's, you know, parading around with Hillary Clinton. They've gone to a certain level where they think they can do no wrong. And I think what's been happening with them of late is they've hit a point of total hubris. And if they can overcome the total hubris and basically, you know, we just get thrown a few morsels to the crowd, then they're going to continue to do what they do. So when you were giving that very interesting speech to President Trump, which I think he should listen to, well, I think what you were saying there was, look, you know, there's no way to step around this. The best thing is to go mainline through it and to kind of break the control grid on that end. Because
yes.
If you don't do that, then, you know, you run the risk of being hampered in your own efforts.
And if
to
we
run
know
the country,
that and don't do it, we're accomplices. So that's why I'm done.
It is. It is. If you draw this back, you know, and I often like to do it through the historical lens, but if you go through the Kennedy lens, he faced off against the Central Intelligence Agency in the same fashion. So if he had backed off of what he was doing, they would have had full rule. He took them on. He was assassinated. In that era, you could get away with it. You know, they could take out a president and pull us into this kind of, you know, forgetting about it over time. But so many people in history looking at this don't forget. And so there's an echo back there that goes back, you know, years and years before we were even born.
They're right. Kennedy's rebellion
even had to kill him,
triggered the awakening. Kennedy's still winning.
Yes, it is. It's true. And here's the echo in the Trump administration, which is Bobby Kennedy. You know, I mean, it's strange. You know, you talk about these things heading off, our Atlantean moment clashing into the time, you know. So here we are, and these names are hovering around. And when we get into Trump, I have something kind of mind-blowing on the Trump side to bring out today. But we have to look at it and say that presidential level is very key and very crucial when looking at these things, because ultimately what they're trying to do is control that presidential level. And it was really a mockery when we had the Biden presidency, because there was no president there. It was a committee that was running it. So their ultimate fear is having someone in that seat who can see things on the same level that they do. And they certainly, they had that with Kennedy, but with Trump, they have it, because through Uncle John Trump and through his own background with Vannevar Bush, you've got, you know, Vannevar Bush was the head of the UFO file. How much did John Trump know, and how much did he give on to President Trump? And when we hear all these things about President Trump will announce, you know, he's going to announce UFO disclosure this summer in July. This is a very interesting back and forth that's going on. This game has been played in public for decades. But if we're at the point where they need to reveal that, how can either side control it? And the background is clear. You know, if we have John Trump connected with the Tesla technology and we have John Trump connected with the UFO file, that means that Trump sits in the middle of that exotic technology.
And by the way, we see we're in the age of disclosure. I believe this is about to happen. What do you think?
Yes. I think we're much closer to it. You know, there's that whole thing about the atomic clock. You get closer and closer to the doomsday clock. And they're like, oh, you're 5 minutes to midnight. I think on this, the problem is we're 2 seconds to midnight on the UFO file, but also on the UFO threat aspect being thrown out there to use it.
No, I agree. The bad guys are going to throw everything they got right now. So they're losing.
No question about it. Yeah.
All right. Dark Journalist, yeah, stay there. I want to get comments from you, Thomas Siska, here when we come back. And then I want to shift gears into secret weapons, discombobulation weapons, controlled time and space, why I signed SAR 8 months ago. We know we have this, folks. We didn't stop at the bomb in the 40s. So let's talk about what's really there. All right, what's been admitted and telegraphed. Like Russia 5-6 years ago showed their secret submarine nuke like on purpose in that briefing. The U.S. has been showing its hand. What do the Chinese really have? What a group of brains here. Dark Journalist Daniel List, Thomas Siska, and I'm your host, Alex Jones. Stay with us.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you eat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com. If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best. If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Well, there's no doubt now, the final countdown to disclosure is happening. The old power structure is going down. The French, the UN, Ohio, Texas, New Mexico, criminal investigations of Epstein. Of course, the UN's heavily involved in all of it. The point is, it's all coming out. Mass resignations all over the world, all these top Obama people. So why is Trump involved in the cover-up? Because they're threatening to expose his wife with made-up stuff, whatever it is. Sorry, it's coming out anyways, Trump. So dark journalist, Daniel List, expert, you know, filmmaker, author, written for the Wall Street Journal, you name it, joins us on this. Got a great InfoWars researcher, Thomas Sisker, riding shotgun with us. We're at this moment of disclosure. You know, we know in the 70s they had the B-2 bomber, that he classified it in 88 or whatever. We know that stuff's at least 40, 50 years ahead, depending on the technology group. And Trump now is admitting that. We have his White House science art 8 months ago saying we control time and space now. And then now Trump's saying, no, we use a discombobulation weapon on the people on the ground. We do have secret weapons. The left made jokes about that. No, this is real. I mean, I can tell you right now, I was told by folks 30 years ago about the advanced robots they had. They're even better than what we know about now. I mean, it is wild. So there's a whole system hidden from our view. Here's President Trump talking about the discombobulation weapon he said was used in Venezuela. We'll get Daniel's take on secret weapons. Here it is.
Unbelievable operation, but that was a smaller operation. But it was so precise, so incredible. Nobody thought a thing like that could happen. They even talk about the discombobulator because they never got a shot off. The Russian equipment didn't work. The Chinese equipment didn't work. Everyone's trying to figure out why it didn't work. Someday you're going to find out. But it didn't work. It's nice when you can fly in and not get shot at.
You talked about the weapon, the discombobulator.
Yeah, what discombobulator, is that? Well, I'm not allowed to talk about it.
But what does it do?
Let me just tell you, you know what it does? None of their equipment works. That's what it does. Everything it was my name. I'm very proud of the name. Everything was discombobulated. It was, you know, practically a shot wasn't, you know, they were ready.
Right.
And when we came, I mean, they couldn't do anything.
You saw this on the video. You could tell.
Tom, it discombobulated everything.
Nothing worked, even including humans.
Well, let's put it this way. We lost no equipment in a very strong, and they're good fighters, great fighters. In a very bad environment, it was a military base, the biggest in South America. In a very, because the house was in a base in South America, in a very, very tough environment, we lost no men and we lost no equipment.
The discombobulator just knocked everything.
Well, it did something.
And now they admit, like, Delta Force had a little shrapnel in them. So, Daniel, this sounds like the Glock, or who knows what, there's all sorts of stuff we know they've got. What's happening here?
This is torsion physics, front and center, no question about it. And we've heard about these, they call them the Pothium-style weapons, where they destroy the physical reality. So the things that we know as physical reality cease to exist. They show up a lot, oddly enough, in the UFO encounters when people miss time.
And from my layman's understanding, there's different dimensions. It fluctuates the two dimensions. Is that a good way to say it? Or?
Absolutely, yeah. And they're getting closer to that. A lot of the CERN experiments were centered around what happens when you do this smashing particles. And when you get them up to a certain point, they are supposed to basically open up another dimension. And it's very interesting to note that CERN was actually sued by a group of scientists for the potential of them opening up a black hole. And there was 22 scientists that signed on to that lawsuit out of Hawaii. And interestingly enough, what happened with CERN, it was very hard to sue because CERN is a sovereign entity. Well, now we're looking at CERN 2.0, which is five times the size of the original CERN and also is five times the budget at $25 billion.
And then we have constant satanic rituals at CERN.
Yes. All right. Well, the occult rituals there are documented. And here's what's unusual about the whole thing. They feel, again, that they're interacting with this etheric realm and that they can cross over into that other dimension and get instructions and all the rest. So there's a deep occult aspect. The sooner the better that we understand it, not just from a level of like a lighthearted, you know, oh, hey, you know, this might be satanic, ha ha. They really have a foundation in an occult view, an occult version of this that goes all the way back to the 19th century in the Orphic Circle. Well, now they have the technology to try it. And interestingly enough, when we look at some of the histories of how we got to some of the great breakthroughs, they were all based around particle smashing. And that was the expertise of John Trump. He was in the business of a particle smasher. So we're looking at this as a gigantic occult interface when you look at groups like that. And they
so
do
why
have
is Trump bringing it out to threaten the Chinese?
I think so, yeah. What's interesting, Trump is doing something. He wants to show there's been a huge X-Protect group back there, which is don't reveal the technology or other people will pick up on it. We still are developing it so it doesn't have this kind of boomerang effect. And Trump wants to put it all out there and be like, you know, we're the dominant one. We've got the technology. He has slipped up before and said that we had complete invisibility, which would explain a number of our operations recently, like the Venezuela operation, like some of the anomalies that go on in the Ukraine.
And how's that? Are they bringing them in another dimension, dropping them in, or what's happening?
Well, I think there's two aspects to this. They've devised one aspect of it to create this Havana syndrome type, miscombobulation, as he's calling it. And it's interesting because what I think what happens is it fluctuates the molecules and it creates the same conditions when they've treated people who've been victims of Havana syndrome. They have microwave concussions. They have the evidence of microwave concussions. Well, we know that's a weapon that the Russians have used previously. However, these
that came out in the 60s, they were aiming radiation and they said microwaves at our bases.
Exactly, right. I'll tell you what's weird about this one with, and again, it goes to Cuba. So what's weird about Havana syndrome and the miscombobulation, discombobulation weapon that Trump is talking about is that Havana syndrome, not only does it take place in the actual locale, it follows the person. So imagine you're hit with an energy weapon of unknown origin, you know, and you feel like you're burning up or whatever it happens to be. And then you get out of the location. You think, hey, I'm all set. I'm free and dandy. This directed energy weapon takes its course with you. So if you fly in, if you're a CIA agent, you go to our embassy in Cuba at the time, you get hit with this weapon. You go back to New York City. You still have the symptoms. It's still following you. So that's unusual, I can tell you, in terms of directed energy weapons. It's usually pinpoint
location. Wouldn't that deal with the time and space?
Yes, absolutely. It does. And what's interesting, too, is the level of
weaponry. Once they target you, they don't matter where you go, they can still.
Yes, exactly.
That's what Trump said, like, oh, we get anywhere on Earth in 5 minutes. They just put a missile into a vortex and it hits where they want.
Exactly. Yeah, because you are now a coordinate in their system, and this is the weirdness about the new
weapon. That's why they had to have AI. They had to have AI to coordinate it.
Exactly, right. And I think Musk made a very interesting statement recently. He said, look, we're going to put this station on the moon, the energy center, and once that happens, all the ones on the Earth will become null and void. Well, now it's the war for the moon, and everywhere you turn, the moon is becoming the focus of this battle.
Do you remember about 2 years ago when you were first coming on? I knew before that. I told you about the meeting at the White House where they were already building the moon base, and it was really a moon base?
Yes, you let out a huge thing.
I was told this by, like, a Delta Force guy, and I said, this is classified. He said, we're giving this to you. You're allowed to talk about it. I said, why? They said, I don't know. You're just told to talk about it. Remember that?
Yes, I do. And that's like, Trump's.
I talked about it 7 years ago, but I told you about it again. Yeah, they've already got what I'm told. They've already got the beginnings of a base with robots right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And what's interesting,
but you remember that interview, right? You remember me telling you that?
I do. Yeah, absolutely.
And I said the first big base will be the moon. Musk is only announcing it now. How crazy is that? And why isn't that cool? They told me to say that. It's like they said, yeah, Kennedy's going to announce us on Friday. We want you to have it. Isn't that crazy? And, of course, it happened. Like I said, it was just crazy.
It was incredible. And I remember you saying the dark side of the moon, and I was like, that's very strange. No one was talking about it at that point. But oddly enough, the Japanese have spent a long time on the south pole of the moon, and they've been trying to disrupt.
No, I mean, I was told this by a Delta Force guy that was Elon Musk's head of security. And I'm like, I go, you're serious as a classmate? I said, no, they want me to tell you this. I was like, I said, why? He says, I don't know. Well, what do you think that was? Because I told you that like 2 years ago.
Wow. Well,
and then Musk announces last week, we're doing the moon base for the launch to Mars.
Well, there's a certain amount of disclosure that happens because they don't want to be blackmailed on the inside with the information, and they will let that out. The fact that he let it out with you, I think, is fascinating because it was a major disclosure at the time. People did not know what to make of it, but now we understand.
Oh, they told me the whole White House meeting. They got robots, 3D printers, everything.
And what was your feeling when we were talking to him? What was he like?
I mean, I already know this guy for a while. I knew he worked for us then. He just said, no, I don't know. They told me to tell you this.
I was interesting.
Yeah.
Did he say who they were?
I mean, he said, I'm in the meeting with Musk and Trump. They wanted me in the meeting. And by the way, they wanted you to know this.
Interesting. Well, it was interesting when Musk turned on Trump temporarily last summer. It was very odd because it was over Jared Isaacman. And Trump was like, that guy is a Democrat. I'm not letting him head NASA. But apparently what I heard was that SpaceX wanted to consolidate all of the UFO data from NASA for their own banks. Even though Musk doesn't talk about the UFO file, he wanted the full database of everything that NASA had. And that part of their blowout was that because Isaacman wasn't controlling NASA, he would never get his hands on it. Well, now Isaacman is in there, and Trump and Musk have kind of reconciled.
By the way, I write myself into this because I'm in the middle of it, in Crossfire Hurricane, Arctic Frost, all of it. I'm all over the Epstein files. I'm attacking me, worried. It was declassified in different pieces the last few years that with their wargaming and their computers, even then they were AI, they said what Jones is doing will bring us down. That's why they land all those tens of thousands of articles, attacks. I'm not saying I'm important, folks. This is like I'm part of the story. And, of course, now you have Alex Jones and DOJ's latest Epstein release of prominent names. Jones was mentioned as a disruptive threat to the global power structure, and they added a pedo structure. So with their wargaming, they already figured out whatever was going on with me in the timeline they had to deal with, and so now they know I'm in the timeline, so the good guys dump me stuff, and they don't, I don't know all the secret stuff, but it's almost like they have a time machine or something. Like they, it's weird what we've done here. I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah. Well, that's really interesting. They can see by looking that, oh, these are the effects of his efforts, and here's what we need to do to derail it, basically. It's interesting they talk about that in the background, though, because I remember the first time that Hillary Clinton brought you up in a national campaign. It was 2016. And I'll be honest with you, the political class largely ignored your work and your media before that. And then boom, Hillary Clinton was like, I'm taking the gloves off and going after you openly. So the establishment was now the gloves are off. We're going after Alex Jones.
I was just left. Exactly. And I'm bringing myself up to be like powerful. I'm wondering why they're so obsessed. Like in this whole weird, you know, deal.
Well, I can tell you this, Alex. One of the things they've been very nervous about is if you talk about the UFO file. And I'll tell you why that is true. Because when you talk about the UFO file, you're coming in on the deep state level. And if the deep state level and the UFO file really ever gets together, because the UFO field is adrift, largely. There's so much information there, but they have one
big
advantage.
The main leaders are like Rockefeller operatives.
Yes, exactly. And they don't, you know, Chris Mellon is the top of the whistleblower chain, and he's a DOD billionaire who's controlling the whistleblowers. So, you know, you're not getting the cream of the crop there at all. That's a controlled either DOD, and you have three groups really operational, the NGA, the NRO, and the Central Intelligence Agency.
So is it only that I had a big audience they were worried? Because they put out more propaganda against me than you put out a country you invade.
It's the culture moving. And if you can move the culture when you come through with, you know, certain things, with your own research, your own level, and if you do it in such a way, I think with the UFO file, then it's a really big problem. Because then the you know, CIA can't run the UFO file, they can't run the UFO file threat, because that part gets popular. This is the thing that they've tried to keep down. And it's very interesting because even a lot of the UFO researchers themselves go along with the CIA, DIA disclosures because they're like, hey, I've been left in the woods for 30 years, right? A lot of them are thinking, no one, the media never picked up on this. Here I am. I've written all these books, et cetera, et cetera. Now the CIA gives it to me. I'm on board. So the CIA has all of these groups of authors and professors and stuff who are on board with them. Even
That's
though
Operation
Mockingbird.
Yeah, so... Yes, who wanted to tell me? Basically, Elon Musk wanted to tell me, Trump agreed to it, that they had a base already on the moon with robots and 3D printers. That was the real launch base to Mars. And he could tell people it wasn't bullshit. The guy wasn't highly decorated, you know, real guy. Knew it. So it's just strange that they would choose me as a conduit of that.
It is. It is. That was a huge disclosure when you let it out. And then when we talked about it later, I actually got some very unusual emails after the fact. People talking about a project on the dark side of the moon that we haven't heard anything about, but you brought it up first. So,
Buzz Aldrin called me and say, we've already got bases on Mars and there's a monolith on Charon, the single moon, and all everybody freaked out about that. I don't know why they just give me this stuff. I
monolith of Phobos.
Well, yeah. Buzz was in a position to know. The other guy who was in a position to know was Gordon Cooper. And in his own autobiography, he said the mission for Mars was slated 1981, and he was going to lead it. Matter of fact, he said they told him to get fit. And he said, I don't know what happened to it, you know, but obviously the mission went forward anyway. Think of all the strange things, all the Challenger explosions and all those things that take place in that era. And then look at people like Gorbachev and Reagan talking about aliens openly. It's bizarre.
Well, another really one, Buzz Aldrin on air said, he said, in 2 years, the Indians are going to crash a probe in and find water. We already found it. And I want you to tell everybody about it. And then it happened 2 years later, like you said. Whoa, this is weird.
Yeah. It is. It is. And also, they're sworn to secrecy, those astronauts. The other thing is they sign up for an MKUltra style program, which is to control them from saying anything that our enemies could use against us. But it's very easy to say, hey, you know, that bogey, that UFO, the whole thing that you saw hovering over your craft, controlled it magnetically, you're not going to mention that at all. And I don't think the idea that we need to take this mission to Mars to figure it out is very true, because it looks obvious.
And by the way, to the official Apollo recordings that you can pull up, they're being followed by craft around the moon.
Yes, exactly. And they've encountered it. Cooper and many of the astronauts talk about it openly, that not only when they were flying, you know, training for the missions, not only were UFOs showing up, they were flying in their same formation. So they were mirroring their activities to be like, hey, we've got your number. So there's a third operator up there in space. This is the problem. You've got us and you have the other superpower nations. And then what? You know, this third force operating. That's the thing that they're keying in on. That's where the talk for the Golden Dome comes
from. Yeah,
what
is the Golden Dome really about?
Well, it's a $300 billion project right off the bat. Okay, that's a lot of money to spend even for a defense project. Second, it's clearly dedicated and right around this whole thing about Greenland. There's a weird thing with Greenland right off the bat is it seems like the Nazis got there very early on. They were looking for something. And there's obviously been this mythology about Greenland for a number of years. There's a prediction in the mystery school literature of Edgar Cayce that Greenland will at one point become this kind of oasis, you know, and that land will rise around Greenland. So I think all these people are aware of it.
And I've seen the White House say that. Oh, Greenland's about to become green and it's about to
Exactly. Trump has really gone open with this. He wasn't in the stealth background trying to get his hands on you know, information about Greenland. He was putting it right out front. He's like, you know, we might take it by force even. Why would you be saying that about Greenland? It's absurd, right? Unless it was related directly to the Golden Dome. Now, the secondary purpose of the Golden Dome is this extraterritorial factor that's out there, and that's the UFO file defense grid. And if you look, there's an executive order right at the end of the year that Trump puts out. It's all about the moon. It has some weird things in there about withdrawing us from the space station, which is a weird thing to do, but it's all about having an active space station by 2028 on the moon. Well, look, hello, the last time we went up to the moon is 1972. Where have you been for 54 years? You know, obviously,
and there's been a secondary program. I was in the space program, we were told it was fake, but I was told by people that worked directly on the Apollo missions that know it was a cover for a whole other real project.
Yes, absolutely. There's no question. I mean, they encountered things that they could not talk about. They found ruins. They had an entirely different experience from what we were told. Everything we were shown, look, it's 1968. Can we admit that 55 years ago, the government kind of put one over on us? I don't think that we didn't go to the moon, but the way it was portrayed, the way it was filmed and everything else is obviously, you know, not authentic by a long shot. And, they had no way even for them to take pictures the way that they did at that point. So the entire Apollo project was, in many ways, we have this extra technology.
A PR production, but it wasn't a lie because there was a project. It was just a Hollywood version of what was happening.
Well, see, I'm glad that you mentioned DeGlocka because this is the special,
the discombobulator sounds like DeGlock.
It does. And that is the Nazi bell. And they were testing that at the end of the war with General Dornberger. And Dornberger was the one that they spirited out and sent to Argentina to continue. And so they had a program that was grandfathered in. And the Nazi Bell program became the advanced weapons and advanced space program. And that's why every time we were grabbing a paperclip scientist, all of them were questioned, did you know anything about this Glocka piece? Because the Glock part was the most advanced weapons system that the Germans had at the end of the war. And instead of just giving that up to the Allies coming in, they killed the scientists associated with it. That's on record. And then they fled with the general Kammler all the way to Argentina. Later, this whole thing about Kecksburg came up, 1965 crash. And the Kecksburg crash, the thing that all the witnesses look at, looks exactly like the Nazi Bell. So, you know, we have that crossover. Obviously, we got it to do other things. But the basic idea is that with torsion physics, it makes the nuclear energy look like a firecracker. So it would make a nuclear bomb look like a firecracker. It's so destructive because it is actually setting off and hitting out against different dimensions. So, you know, it's basically simultaneously this destruction is happening, but it's an exotic technology. And that's why so many of the curious things have happened around UFO researchers, especially in the first years, because they were very close to this idea.
Well, you described everybody had to work around it got discombobulated.
Yes, exactly.
So if you have robot crafts that don't get sick by it, they could go project it.
Yes, exactly. And when you have guys who go in and look at these things back then, they didn't have any idea. We've had all kinds of cultures. We've had TV shows. We've had movies, you name it, specials for years. We understand something about it. Back then, it was just like, what is this thing? You walk in, there's no protection, there's nothing. And when you read the earliest story, which is the Aztec case, what you find out is those scientists, they were in there long enough, they started to see other things. So I'm in there, I'm looking at a craft, you know, there's dead aliens, whatever it is. And then I start to see other things because my own psychic ability is being awakened by being inside the thing. This is the aspect of it, which is, it's the psychic technology piece. You only
Which is in the Bible when the flying saucers land Ezekiel and like eight other times, he starts hallucinating.
Exactly.
Having visions.
Right. He's, yeah. He is
Same thing in 2001.
Totally.
They touch the obelisk, you know.
Right, exactly. He's opening up to a totally different consciousness. Well, we discover all that years later with, you know, magic mushrooms and LSD and all the rest of it. And what's taking place there, though, is very interesting because just by being in the presence, your consciousness is lifted. So when you're around this piece of technology, it's because of the magnetic piece and it's because of the idea of this otherness of the technology because we're not aware of it. It opens up our own human abilities. Now, what's interesting is the accounts of it always play into three different factors. Time disappears, one, is a crucial factor. Two, they envision something. It's either, you know, we've heard the whole cliche about different types of aliens, but they encounter something, a different type of intelligence for sure. But three, they seem to have their whole lives flash before them, the same way people in near-death experiences do. Well, I find that interesting because Thomas Townsend Brown, who was one of the darkest, he was a great scientist, but he worked on some of the blackest projects in the government. And he had developed something called the acoustic fan, and the effect of it being demonstrated is whoever stepped in front of it would see not only everything they had done in their lives up to that moment, but everything that they would do and the effects that they would have.
An interdimensional gate.
Yes, exactly. And that takes us into a totally different level. So we start to understand, well, these people, when they're dealing with these things, whether it's sacred objects or advanced technology, they're looking at them from a kind of esoteric occult point of view. And if we can at least see it through...
Which the occult is a study of this, doesn't mean it's all perfect, but that is the true research of it. That is the interface of this. That's the Rosetta Stone.
It is, yeah. One of my favorite things in a lot of that esoteric literature is the idea that our minds don't comprehend things till about 20 years after the fact. So all the things that have taken place, the reason there's deja vus, the reason people predict things and all the rest of it is because we are very slow to observe everything that's actually happening.
All right, and, I know you got to go soon. I want Thomas Sisk to be able to comment. And we've got a great guest, Jason Burmes, coming up. Can you do like 10 more minutes?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, I want you to come back more and more because I've been wanting to get you on a why did we get you on sooner? Because this is all coming out. This is the age of disclosure, folks, and it's just so amazing. And I can tell you how real this is. I've told my own personal stories. I have dreams that come true. I've told people like Trump will win at 127 tonight. I just know this thing happens, and I told you just God said, go ahead and show them. And, you know, it gets a little weird. But this stuff is all very real, okay? They don't want you to know about it. And we have all the power the establishment has. They want to keep it hidden from us. They have control. Please remember tonight, The big sale ends. It funds our operation, the ultra red, blue, and blue, all of it, 50% off site-wide, and it funds our operation, so take advantage of that, thealexshowstore.com. Dark Journalist is our guest, Dark Journalist on X, and the great Thomas Siska is our guest. Hour number four, straight ahead.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
We're gonna make it, men!
Now look here. Even to this very day, I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hello, friends. Welcome to my home. We have all kinds of supplements.
Sometimes we have BOGO Sups.
We're always coming out with new products, and this is one of my favorites.
You can shop for all of our supplements and apparel right here on the phone app.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
You never told me your UFO story. My uncle, my dad's brother, so live, great guy in East Texas, he was walking between the house like 11 p.m. at night because more people came over to my grandmother's house and his uncle's house was across the street. He went to get more dominoes. And then he sees three flying saucers landed in the field and basically little creatures picking plants like E.T. It's where E.T. came out. He's telling me the story. That's a real story. He's not a BSer. He saw that one time. You were telling your UFO story. Tell Daniel Lister's story.
Yes. So this was January 3rd, 2007 in Naples Park, Florida, which is a neighborhood in Southwest Florida that's right along the coast. And from what I hear, there is a high activity of encounters with UFOs in the Florida Gulf Coast.
Sure, but tell us what you saw.
And so what I saw at night around midnight was a low-flying craft that was hovering right above people's houses that had no sound whatsoever at first.
And what year was this?
2007. At first, I thought it would may have been like a police helicopter or something, and it was in the shape of a triangle, had three red circles on each point of the triangle, and it was flying extremely low, no sound whatsoever, and I was like, wow, that's kind of unexplainable. I was a little, like, freaked out about it. And then the next morning, around 8:30 in the morning, I'm out front of my house, and in the neighborhood, most of the houses are one-story houses, so I could see off in the distance from a couple blocks. And all of a sudden, I look up in the sky, and a craft starts coming in from afar. And at first, it looked almost like a drone, like I could see a tail on it. But as it got closer into my field of vision, it was a full-on disc with lights on it, pink, yellow, green lights. And it was hovering, again, very low to the ground, and it was flying in zigzags where you wouldn't see it flow from one point to the next. It would hover kind of shaky, and then it would zip to one other area. Then it got very close to this tree, and it was right next to a tree. As it got next to the tree, sparks started shooting off of the top of it, and little, like, flares were coming out. And then all of a sudden, it flashed into a bunch of sparks and then folded and collapsed inside of itself, and then it was disappeared. I kid you not, I saw that.
My uncle's completely mainline guy, like Mr. Chevy Trigger. He like, little three flying saucers and stuff going on.
I saw that with a good friend of mine, and we both saw it. We were in awe, you know. We didn't film it or anything back then. I think I didn't even have like an iPhone. I had some, you know, cheap cell phone. I just stared at it. I mean, watched it.
Well, here's a quick story. I was probably like 8 years old driving back from our ranch, East Texas to Dallas. And now I always remember it. It was the stealth fighters in like 1980 or something, but painted like marine camouflage, like gray and green. And but later when they came out with still fires, I go, oh, I saw that. I saw three of those flying over I-45 when I was a little kid. So that's my point is, it's not just, so how much this is alien, how much this is human, Daniel Liss?
Wow. Far out story. I'll tell you, Florida is an epicenter for those types of encounters, but that, something like that is really wild. Here's what I can tell you also is that, if you go, there are a number of cases, but the Phoenix Lights case from 1997, where just the whole city had these craft just sitting over the city for 3 days. There's a commercial printout of a recording that took place in that era of the pilot who was over one of the crafts of the Phoenix Lights. And he said, this thing is gigantic. It's as big as a football field. What is this? And then at a certain point, you can hear him coming over the radio saying, oh, wait a minute. Not only is it gigantic, I can see through it. So it's not even fully there. This is part of the problem that the government has with tracking UFOs. And I think what they've done is redevelop that technology.
Yeah, that's a famous video. I've seen that where he's like, yeah, seeing through it.
Yes, he can, I mean, and this is, that's invisibility. That's a total metamorphosis. So we're dealing again with that apotheum effect. It distorts the physical reality. You know, I remember talking with Professor Mack years ago, and I'll make this quick to the next break, but I'll say this. He said, well, my problem with the abduction things is people get abducted through walls, through cars. How do you do that? They must be using something completely we don't know anything about.
Let's talk about that in closing with Daniel Liss straight ahead. Stay with us. Back in 1 minute.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VFM members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VFM membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
All right, Jason Burmes takes over, loaded for bear on the Jeffrey Epstein situation and more. Harrison Smith is locked and loaded in about 54 minutes from now with the War Room, Infowars.com/show. But wow, what revelations. Daniel Liss, how would you describe, we already talked about it, but the moment we're in right now, such disclosure, everything coming out, it's just, it's clearly going to get crazier from here. The current power structure is dying. How does humanity impose themselves to build something better?
Well, that's a fantastic question. I'll tell you, you're right about the moment that we're in. I mean, we just had this announcement with Obama saying, yeah, aliens are real, but they're not at Area 51, and they haven't been hidden in these bunkers, or someone, there's a great conspiracy against the president. Well, I mean, Obama talking like this, he was in office for 8 years, he didn't say anything about it, and here he is now funding a movie about Betty and Barney Hill that Netflix is going to do. You know, so we're in a totally different field of vision, field of material reality.
By the way, do you
right
forget,
now?
I think 6 months ago you predicted Obama would do alien reveal, disclosure. You remember saying that?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. We did it, actually. And there was a whole piece with Obama because Obama kept trying to bring himself back on the producer side coming into this. He knows, of course, obviously he's tapped in that something big is coming out about it. But what I'm hearing now is they're trying to push Trump into this July speech about disclosure. And now Lara Trump on two different occasions in the last 48 hours has said, yes, you know, he knows something about it and he's going to speak to the idea that there are extraterrestrials, but, you know, I can't speak for him. But that's Lara Trump. That's not just regular internet buzz. This is, you know, Lara Trump saying it about the president. So that's also rather large. So we have Obama saying, yeah, aliens are real, putting himself in the heart of it, producing these alien movies. This summer, we have three major alien movies coming out. Steven Spielberg's Disclosure Day. He's been pumping that up. They did a huge ad during the Super Bowl with about 2 minutes of the movie.
Yeah, so what's really behind it? What is this a fake disclosure?
It is. I'll tell you, they don't want the real aspect of the disclosure, but it's been hanging out there so long that they've been able to develop the breakaway tech in the background. This is what they've been working on. And the idea is they've needed a story to come back in with it. And this is the level that we're at. Their story that they're creating is there's a menace and we need to put up this golden grid against this UFO grid of the Golden Dome.
As if we can stop real aliens.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. This other thing, it's flying around. They're not going to talk about bodies, you know, that whole thing. It's just going to be the craft themselves. And the craft are a threat, so therefore we have to put this up. We have to take them
out. I know you don't get into speculation, but from the different globalist elites, is all that UFO lore real, like the Aryans and the Greys and all that?
I think that part of it has been watered down dramatically. I think there's an aspect of it that's old, that's true. And I think it was the very earliest aspects when people had encounters about it. Betty and Barney Hill's encounter is a very interesting encounter. You could say, oh, they were just being brainwashed or whatever. However, there weren't any real precedents for what took place with them. And it's interesting because Betty Hill, who gave many, I've talked to her niece on different occasions, but she gave many interviews about it. And she said, oh, the aliens don't look anything like the Greys. They look basically like us, except a little different, just a little different. Their eyes are bigger, you know. So there's some other group operational that has more advanced technology. Are they an off-world visitor group? They could,
or could they
be
another advanced human species that broke away and left us here as like a nature preserve?
Exactly. And when we roll into the 20th century, 21st century, we start to get groups of scientists who also want to break away, right? They stop sharing things with the public at a certain point. Well, that's exactly how you get a group like that eventually, because they can kind of clone themselves into this perfect, you know, being. But after a while, the cloning tissue goes down. And what do? All the hallmarks of the UFO experience are all about taking sexual genetic.
So just like Epstein was about getting tissue, they're farming us.
It is. It is. There's no question about it. So
ours is really a giant organ harvesting facility.
I would say so. Yeah, absolutely. And it's interesting, too, because what is it that the
Because they can do it themselves, but there's nothing better than organic. So we're like the organic food.
And
isn't
there a theory that the crafts themselves may have some type of organic or self-awareness, that the actual crafts are biological? I know there's actually a movie where that's kind of the plot, the movie Nope, where they find out the actual craft is alive itself. I don't know as far as people, you know, actually believing that, but I've heard some discussions about it.
Well, what I heard was that Jesse Marcel, the original intelligence officer who took the Roswell wreckage, when he brought the wreckage home, his whole family became psychic. So the son was psychic, he became psychic, the wife was psychic. That's what we're talking about. So whatever it is, it lifts you into a different style of consciousness. There's no question about it. Why does that interaction happen? Well, where is it from? You know, so if we're looking at something like this, we can look at it on a radar. Something crashes. We go to retrieve it. That seems like a very kind of regular cleanup operation. Other UFO stories don't work like that at all. You know, they disappear, you know, very often when people encounter them, they'll encounter spiritual beings or whatever. So there's different varieties of what we're talking about. There's very well the possibility that early on there was a group called the Cosmos Club, which I call a kind of UFO Bilderberg. And the Cosmos Club is still around, still the biggest billionaires funding it.
Yeah, that's over 100 years old, right?
Yeah. And very early on, the guy who founded it was a nobody, but he was from Cape Girardeau. And Cape Girardeau was also the location of the first major UFO crash in 1941. So the crisscross there is unbelievable. And out of nowhere, they're giving this guy who he has one arm from the Civil War. They're giving him all these grants and everything to go to the Grand Canyon, etc. My belief is in his early explorations, and this gets very deep, but with the help of Native Americans, he was able to find very early UFO ruins. And if you look at some of the earlier stories of some of the big whistleblowers around the UFO thing, very often they'll refer to the idea of UFO archaeology. And this idea is very interesting to me because what happens is you're doing all this archaeology and you run across something very advanced from the past. So whether it was from here or somewhere else, that's an interesting story.
Daniel, we got to talk to you again. You got to come back next week. So amazing. Dark Journalist. Everybody should visit your site. On X, Dark Journalist. Absolutely amazing. Regardless, it's here. The Age of Disclosure is here. So many changes. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex. It's great to be here. Have a great one.
Thank you. Jason Burmese is about to take over. Closing comments, Thomas Sisko, before Burmese takes over.
I know that we're having these big movies come out in July, and Trump has nodded to being open to disclosure. And I think it would be a big distraction of the Epstein thing. So maybe that's a card that they'll play to kind of get everyone off the trail of this debacle that will never go away.
You're right. I mean, devil worship, cannibalism, all confirmed, sex slaves, we're totally vindicated. And it's just so sad to see Trump attaching himself to cover up. Absolutely amazing.
Yes, sir.
All right. Great job, Thomas. So much you covered today. Anything else you didn't add?
Well, I think that's it. We're definitely seeing some movement with, repercussions for people that are involved with Epstein. We've got Pritzker, resigning. And
that old pedo family,
you know, there's a lot of movement happening, and I'd love to see what's going on at Zora Ranch with the construction that's happening right now.
Yeah, I didn't hit the, I agree. I didn't hit the, I didn't even hit all the others. It's just insane.
Right. But I don't want any construction going on over there. If there's bodies or anything still left intact, the place has never been raided. I mean, you're doing construction at a crime scene. That needs to be stopped.
I agree. I totally agree. Well, there's a criminal investigation on the state level. All right. My former co-host and great documentary filmmaker, Loose Change, Jason Burmese, takes over on X. Jason Burmese, he's loaded for bear. Jason, can't wait to hear what you have to say, my friend. Go ahead.
Well, thank you so much, Alex. Today we're going to be focusing on two aspects of the Epstein files. One in particular, the quote-unquote 9/11 Shadow Commission that J. Edward Epstein, a journalist that has, well, I guess you could call him a journalist, also an MIT professor, same school as Noam Chomsky, that is very much in the field of narrative management with connections to the Central Intelligence Agency. And this is more than likely why Ghislaine Maxwell was actually contacted. And then to show these networks, to show people how this actually works and has for many times, someone, we don't know who because they're redacted, going to Jeffrey Epstein about a new membership in the quote-unquote Zodiac Club, which I had no idea about, which has all the occultic undertones that we've become accustomed to, but it also shows who these people are, bigots and racists and narrative managers. So let's start right now with the 9/11 Shadow Commission email and subsequently what I was able to find out about what this commission actually was. So here in January of 2003, you have J. Edward Epstein, and you'll notice there's a couple of URLs there, asking Ghislaine Maxwell, who, again, portrays herself as Little Miss Innocent. No, far from it. Remember, her father, not only a super spy, but his big thing was narrative management through his newspaper and media empire. Any interest on being the Shadow Commission on 9/11? The membership list is a secret. And as of now, I don't know any of the other names that were on this commission that absolutely took place. And how do I know it took place? Well, number one, this is the time period they're putting the initial commission together. Remember, they headed it with Henry Kissinger, but a lot of people forget his underling was going to be George Mitchell, a politician that we've known connected to Epstein for well over a decade now. And yes, he is accused of some of the most heinous crimes in there. George Mitchell actually stepped down from that commission seat before Henry Kissinger did. So this is a screenshot from Epstein's website, and this is J. Edward Epstein, again, not Jeffrey, from March of 2001. And we have so many of the limited hangout aspects. Was there a military chain of command failure on September 11th? Was there security failures, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? Now, it's going to be noted in a moment that this guy was also huge lobbying for Israel, just like Jeffrey Epstein, just like Les Wexner. In fact, when you look at some of the questions, even though he's questioning here Ari Fleischer opening about the use of box cutters. And by the way, the use of box cutters on 9/11, the evidence is very, very minuscule. Instead, what you actually had in that situation was you had a multitude of reports that there were actually weapons planted on planes, and even with Flight 11, a gun being used in those hijackings. So this guy's role for decades, J. Edward Epstein, has been questioning things like the John F. Kennedy assassination. He wrote several books on that, but when push came to shove, for instance, in 2008, and by the way, Epstein, I believe, passed away in 2024, when he's asked about the JFK assassination 40 years later, he's the guy that will say something like, after 40 years, none of the theories pan out. You know, aside from questioning the box cutters on 9/11, we have him here also questioning whether or not crop dusters were going to be used. There were a couple of reports on that. So what this guy does a lot of the time is he seems like the dissident, but in a very limited fashion. In fact, you could coincide this guy with a guy like Noam Chomsky that will tell you about manufacturing consent, but if you dare ask about Building 7, he won't have it, and he wants to make sure that if you're not willing to take bioweapon injections from an authoritarian government, well, you need to be separated from society. So here's another thing I found about Epstein, and then we're going to kind of move on from that network and some of the other reportings on 9/11 and how the Epstein files seem to have a huge gap in that 9/11 window pre-9/11 and post-9/11. Now, remember, we have what? 3+ million pages of files, and they've admitted to 2.5 million more. We're going to show you that evidence in a moment. But just like I said, you know, this guy questioning certain aspects of the 9/11 attacks, he actually also did a very good piece. In fact, maybe I read this on, you know, back in the day when I was at InfoWars, because it's 2010, on the anthrax attacks, where they're admitting to a ton of the anomalies. Now, one of the really interesting things about this is that Epstein supposedly is currently completing a book on the 9/11 commission. So this guy was deep in that type of narrative management. However, that book never came out. He did write a book apologizing for CIA director James Angleton and asking whether he was right. Now, I want to skip to another email that we have to be careful of here. Now, I've talked about this on a lot of my broadcasts surrounding these files, because you have emails like the one I showed you that are directly to and from Ghislaine Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein, Sarah Kalin, Leslie Groff, all the real associates, right? And a lot of those people are protected big time. Now, in this one, it's a 2020 email. So now you have the hotline. You have the new open investigations. There are a lot of documents in there that are important. Now, this one, I'm on the fence, okay? But it does mention two big things that connect in relation to 9/11 and Iran-Contra. Very similar network, a network that I believe is connected. And if we get those extra Epstein files, it's going to become more and more apparent about that connection. So the subject is Khashoggi connects to Epstein. I just mentioned Iran-Contra, and I'm going to show you that it's not just Khashoggi an Epstein in Iran-Contra. It's a guy named Douglas Leese, and it's also a guy named Stanley Pottinger that he's connected to. Khashoggi is actually the guy that kind of inspires Epstein's harem activity. A lot of people forget that Khashoggi, the arms dealer, had a harem of his own. Do you guys think that the Middle Eastern harem was carding girls at 18 to make sure they were a part of it? Of course not. He was also an abuser of young girls. In fact, Epstein, previous to this, is dating powerful people's daughters to kind of get into place. And then that changes after the Khashoggi relationship. So I bring this up because, again, this is like one of those emails where we do have a response that says, "Receive, thank you." We don't know who it's from. We know what the subject line is, but it's not well written. You know, it's almost like in this weird coded stuff. But here it says, if there is a grand jury on 9/11/01 and Epstein, then Berman knows they connect. Okay? So when we're talking about 9/11 altogether, we are talking about a international intelligence operation with role players in the United States. He's connected to Saudi Arabia. He's connected to. I'm about to show you that connection in a moment. And of course, Israel. Okay. So for instance, and he continues to be, you know, there's the spy email out there. They caught our spy after she achieved her mission. And then, they talk about torturing her. Did they torture her? Oh, okay. So this is between Sultan bin Salim in 2010. And this is to Jeffrey Epstein. Okay. I am attaching some media clippings regarding the Israeli operation in Dubai. I will call you around 7 p.m. Eastern time. What happened today doesn't help anybody. Okay. Now, the operation he's talking about is the assassination of this Hamas official. And in this video, you can go check it out on Charlie Rose. We're not going to play it. We're kind of limited on time. I've got other videos that we're going to play. But they show you the assassination team, the Israeli assassination team. And obviously, you know, Jeffrey Epstein is being contacted at that point because he is in this network. Now, this guy is J. Edward Epstein, and he is running narrative management on the Charlie Rose show as to Israel's role in this assassination. That's what these people do. Okay. So I wanted to get into the 9/11 files that seem to be missing. Okay. Because again, if you look at this from the data set of 9, right, there seems to be a huge gap in the correspondences. And then, and this is in 95 to 98. Now, one of the reasons that could be outside of 9/11, I want to make this very clear, is years and years ago, I interviewed Maria Farmer. Now, Annie Farmer is one of the faces you see, one in court, the whole nine. And Maria Farmer had made the claim. She went to the FBI on Epstein and nothing was done. And it wasn't until these data dumps that started to come out, right, that we found out that that file absolutely existed. So there is a possibility that there was a whole nother investigation during this time period that we really have no insight into. But then when you look at the financials that seem to be gone, all right, and then you look at the sequences that are missing. The sequence resumes at SDNY 042000. Okay, this is a manual excision of roughly 15,000 ledger lines. All right? And then basically, when you look at that, it shows you a picture that they are absolutely hiding information there. Now, why would they do that? Okay. This article right here came out just as the DOJ released their first four data sets. And this is a piece by several New York Times journalists, and I want to make it clear that it is also limited hangout. Scam schemes, ruthless cons, the untold story of how Jeffrey Epstein got rich. They try to establish right away, hey, I know there's all these conspiracy theories that he had intelligence connections, but those are just conspiracy theories. Then it goes on to tell you in two subsequent sections that number one, he went on the road with defense contractor and arms dealer Douglas Leese, who took him under his wing. That's right after Bear Stearns. He still has all those connections. So he learned that trade from Douglas Leese on the road. Now remember, he has that fake passport at that time as well that we know from these files that was issued from Austria that had a what? Saudi Arabian address. These are the connections, folks. Okay, you understand? And then Pottinger. Let's get into him. So Stanley Pottinger was a lawyer guy and a businessman that was heavily involved in Iran-Contra, heavily involved in narrative management. And Johnny Vedmore did a great piece called the Pottinger Ultimatum. There was a bunch of them. And he showed how Pottinger and Jeffrey Epstein were sharing like office space together. Well, this article not only shows that they shared office space together, it can be the first time they can be admitted they were in business together. Two more guys from Iran-Contra gets better. Pottinger actually becomes part of the legal team, teaming up with Bradley Edwards. Bradley Edwards suspects that he's CIA, even writes it in his book, representing a bunch of these Epstein victims. Okay? This runs extremely deep. We got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to go deeper into the Iran-Contra network. We're going to show you how that worked, and it continues to this day, how that could also relate to 9/11. And then we're going to get into secret societies, the Zodiac Club, the importance of Epstein in these roundtable groups, and much more. Before we get back, go to the AlexJonesStore.com right now. Make a purchase. Support the broadcast. Support free speech. We're going to be back with the Alex Jones Show and more Epstein files after this.
Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom. Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support for so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 90% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry. The InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time. So take action now. InfoWarsStore.com. If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionist on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Our JFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
And we are back. When we left off, we were talking about the arms dealing aspects of Epstein and his network. And that is so important because when you look at the financial records that are missing pre and post 9/11, I need you to consider a few things. Number one, if you have this type of prior knowledge, I've seen people talking about the possibility of the put options and the insider trading, and that is absolutely there. We know that Epstein was getting all sorts of goody information inside on big global dollars. For instance, Lord Mandelson coming forward to him and saying, hey, we're about to have this $500 billion bailout for the European Union. Of course you could leverage information like that. We also have to remember that this is a time before DHS. This is a time before Michael Chertoff and the gang institute what? Body scanners in all of the different airports and other facilities they can get them into. Okay? My guess is when you see this network, you're going to see those type of deals with American companies, but well beyond that as well. And as far as the banking goes, well, we already know that Jess Staley has paid a bunch out via JP Morgan. That's far from the only institution that was running dirty money for Jeffrey Epstein and the gang. And again, hearkening back to that era of Iran-Contra, there was a particular bank that needs to be looked into. And shout out to Mike Benz because he made this connection. And it was BCCI. And BCCI, as well as being involved in Iran-Contra, was involved in the Osama bin Laden network. And remember, that network, folks, was part of U.S. intelligence when it opposed the Soviets. Okay, and BCCI, some people got arrested, some slaps on the wrist, just like Iran-Contra, and it went away. And I want to show you something. We actually celebrate our arms dealers. And in fact, Epstein never stopped dealing arms from Iran-Contra. That was Prince Andrew's gig. That's one of the reasons that he was the closest to Andrew in particular. Even Ehud Barak, okay, he wasn't just the prime minister. He was the Israeli defense minister. We're going to show you a clip that shows he was probably dealing arms with Ehud Barak as well in the late 90s, early 2000s. But to point out that we celebrate our arms dealers, Arnon Milkin was one of the biggest in Hollywood for years, okay? And one of the gun runners that he worked with, and of course, they worked with Israel. In fact, if you don't know, in the Iran-Contra affair, it was Israel that bought the weapons from Czechoslovakia and Yugoslavia, then shipped them down to South America. It was us that would then ship up the drugs and any other contraband cargo we wanted to, and then pay them off on the black market after the fact. Little guy named Sidney Pollack. And Sidney Pollack is kind of making the rounds these days. You'll know when you see him. Because Eyes Wide Shut has a resurgence with these Epstein files. And he's the bad guy in Eyes Wide Shut. He wasn't just an actor. He was also another big director in Hollyweird. Now, I want to talk about this video we're playing. Lewis Black talked about his dinner with Jeffrey Epstein. Okay. And essentially, you know, we're going to show the clip where he talks about it, but he talks about a brief interaction with Epstein where Epstein is showing him that he is an arms dealer. Now, I just want to get one quick other note. He went with a comedian named Bobby Slayton. Okay. Now, Bobby Slayton is in the emails. He seems to be very friendly with the Epstein gang, and he's in one of the coded emails, the pizza emails. So I'm just going to say this to everybody. There's a lot going on with the coded language from the pizza. I get it, to the jerky, to the grape soda. You go on and on and on. I would tell people to be careful because this one, for instance, is Bobby flying into New York as a comedian. Okay. Remember that. Saying this to Groff, leaving tomorrow morning early. And yes, of course, we'll be there at 4. You need a pizza or anything. Now, I don't think that that's a young girl. I don't think that he's picking up women for Epstein. Again, he's not in the modeling industry. It's probably drugs. Okay. There's, and she goes, ha, 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 ha. I don't need a pizza, but thank you in big letters for offering with the big old smiley face. Okay. That's what I imagine in that email, but we're going to go to Lewis Black, and we're going to show you how, again, Epstein seemed to be arms dealing in that same time period, late 90s, early 2000s, that, you know, we have this whole situation with 9/11 and the war on terror.
And it was the kind of thing you go into is, when we got here, here's what's, it's weird from the beginning because it's like, you go in and he's got a whiteboard and there's all of this stuff drawn on it. Mm. And he goes, you want me to tell you what that is? And I go, yeah, well, sure, Bobby and I. He goes, you know, I had the Israeli defense minister here last night for dinner. And then he's got me and Bobby Slayton.
My wow.
Fucking, are you shitting me? And then he said, and so we were talking about, he was showing me what kind of defense systems Israel would use in case of attack.
Wow.
And I thought, you know what? First up, what is the Israeli defense minister? What the fuck is the matter? Why would you tell me this is already, now it's weird.
Yes.
Yeah. Nothing else is weird, but I know this was like a honk, honk, something is wrong in this house.
Yeah. Apologize about the language. Forgot how graphic it got. I will say this. You know, I talked about the fact, and we're going to move on from the arms dealing to the secret society stuff and the financial stuff. These guys are bigots. Now, there are not only N-bomb emails, one about a snipe hunt. Okay. And they're protecting the senders, but there's also a meme dropping the N-bomb. And this shows you that this class of people, we're not a part of it. You and I are not a part of it. And this is why, first of all, you'll never hear the left talk about those emails and demand that they get redacted. They won't talk about the outward racism. For instance, there's literally an email that I could read here. I don't know if we're going to have time. Maybe I will fish it out, where he's talking to Masha Durkova about hiring people for their businesses by finding genetically Jewish people only, making them take 23andMe tests, okay? And then if you score 98%, then you get to go to a party where they recruit you. These people are weirdos, and it's not just the genetics and the eugenics and the transhumanism. We could get into the Ben Gertzel emails, the AI children, the whole nine. It is a society of people that have been around for a very long time. In fact, I didn't even know that this society existed. Let's get into it. It is the Zodiac Club email. So once again, this is 2010. We're not allowed to know who it's from. Just got a note from Bob Preary, who asked me if I thought Murray Gell-Mann would be a good candidate for the Zodiac. As you know, so Epstein knows a little bit about this club. It's one of the last secret type societies. The Zodiac is one of the really cool ones where there are 12 members at any one time, and it's still very secret. They do really cool stuff. I'm very excited about this. But mostly, since they are very old, it's just dinners in exotic locations. I can tell you all 12 of the members because I can't tell you all 12 of the members because I don't know who they are, but I know Paul Volcker is one. Some guy named Howdy, whose family owns Stuyvesant Town, Bob Peary, and I think Tom Brokaw. Bob represents cancer. The sign, not the month. You are a member until your death, but if you get senile, they can put you in eccentric orbit and not invite you to the meetings. Anyway, the only way to get in is if someone dies. There are obviously no minorities, oh, or women in the Zodiac Club. So no minorities or women. By the way, those are the records right there till 1915. We'll get into that in a minute. So they're not allowed. Let me know what you think. And then it's, I want to know who it's from because they're sending them postcards and telling them they miss Jeffrey Epstein. So why is this important? Well, you look into this, Zodiac Club. And again, 1868 to 1915, they have these records. And once again, it's this weird astrological stuff for some reason, but these are movers and shakers. I mean, J.P. Morgan, one of the members, Frank K. Sturgis, one of the early members, head of the New York Stock Exchange. Let's get into some of these people right now. Okay. And that document, by the way, that was on archive.org. I didn't even fish that out when I found this, when I was hunting down, certain things. I found one article on this over the years. I've talked about for years, Bohemian Grove, Skull and Bones, things like Book and Snake, Scroll and Key. This is a New York City one. And if you notice the names, we'll get into them, in a moment. But Paul Volcker, he was the former head of the U.S. Federal Reserve, kind of a big deal, kind of had some big financial connections. And this is what I talk about with the narrative management aspect of all these people, right? That this is it right in your face. It's the head of the Fed, part of this secret dinner site. And you only know, what, three members? So, Robert Peary, this is a goodbye from good old Henry Kissinger when he passed. And he was a huge representative of the Rothschilds and the banking industries. And of course, he knew Epstein, Bob, because Epstein represented the Rothschilds. They mentioned Tom Brokaw. Okay. Well, let's relate that to some Epstein relationships. You know, we just talked about J. Edward Epstein and him with narrative management and academia and in the media. We did the same with Noam Chomsky. How about Walter Cronkite? Remember Walter Cronkite, all over the files now at the island, there for years. He was the most trusted man in America. After Walter Cronkite was gone, who was it? Who was the most trusted? Oh, it's either Tom Brokaw or Peter Jennings. You know, obviously, both paid liars, but that's just three of the 12. Now, the one from Stuyvesant Town, some people have sent me some names. I haven't been able to confirm it, so I've backed off of those, just a bit. You know, I like to stick with what I can prove with these people. I think that that's extremely important. But in the arena now, again, of narrative management and science, you know, if you watch that segment of the Bannon interview, and I say segment because we've got 2 hours of a possible 15 to 18 hours. You got to wonder, since it was released during the DOJ would have to have that, maybe even more. They have to have all the raw footage. Why hasn't that been released yet? I'm waiting for it. Okay. This is Murray Gell-Mann. And again, if you listen to that, Epstein talks about the nature of math. He talks about the nature of physical reality, talks about it being outdated. You go through these emails, and when he's talking to a lot of these transhumanists, he's funding projects via Hanson Robotics. Hanson Robotics, again, something I was talking about literally 16 years. Man, it's 2026. I think I did like my first shows for InfoWars in like 2008. And Hanson Robotics was in Austin, and they had like little like toy robots and heads of famous people. Philip K. Dick's one of them. And I'd play those videos on air. So here again would be another person in that science arena. But getting back to the occult aspects, some people were asking me, whether or not the sundial on the Epstein facility, may have something to do with the Zodiac Club. All I can say is this, instead of 12, seats right there, you've got 13, different seats, but I don't know, kind of weird to have that sundial there in the first place. Okay. So luckily we do have a little extra time to delve into a bunch of the other stuff in these files. Why don't we start with narrative management? And, you know, I talked about, aspects of the media and aspects of Epstein. And obviously, look, you know, Bannon's all throughout those emails. Bannon's, I know Alex talked about it a little yesterday. Bannon contacts Epstein to take out Mnuchin and Jerome Powell in 2018. Okay? There are two different pictures, and I think they're two separate residences. We know none of them are Zorro Ranch, but Epstein's got framed pictures of him and Bannon in the house on one of his desks. Okay? This guy had a lot of people that were narrative management folks. And I'll just throw this. This is Jason Burma's speculation town. Remember when Megyn Kelly caught all that flack for talking about somebody that she knew that didn't consider, Epstein a quote unquote pedophile? Folks, we've got the documentation on the 14-year-olds through 16. In fact, you can go watch now the house manager that was selling the black book talking about Ghislaine Maxwell going to different website depositories from girls around the world by specific region, and they're like 16. There's no doubt they were doing those things. But here's some more narrative management via that modeling world. And this woman, actually, she kind of got out ahead of it, or tried to. And that would be Faith Cates. No one's talking about this either. This is Next Model Management founder, and she retired probably because of emails like this one, where they're talking about what? Newsweek articles, have you seen that? I know it comes out Monday. They're very thankful that Charlie Sheen is in the news with his tiger blood in 2011 and Gaddafi and what they're doing there. Just anything to get away. They're talking about they're planting more stories for the week, and the Newsweek piece will be the following Monday. And then they talk about paying thousands of dollars for a good story. And don't worry, they're also going to take care of makeup. We also, I think this is going to be the, yeah, here we go. Great. This is the TMZ email where Zuckerman suggested shorter and punchier, no attack on the press, pled guilty to solicitation, no tabloid exaggeration of pedophilia. Jeffrey Epstein paid a price. No allegations of minors since 05. Okay? These people all knew, and they all worked with him anyway. Even when we get into the transhumanism stuff. Although, I mean, do we want to do this email? Let's see. Here's the AI machines that they want to build like children. And one of the aspects is here, they talk about AGI conferences. This is 2013. All right, now I might have been talking about more than artificial intelligence and transhumanism during that time period. Alex Jones, absolutely. But the general populace still doesn't even know what artificial general intelligence is. And they're talking about funding it and growing it and growing, you know, a 3-year-old AGI into a 4-year-old AGI. Let's see. This is the one we want to go to, right? Is this it? Roger Shank. Oh yeah. This is the more detailed version of that email. No, we did. There's Ben Gortzel. I thought that was, is this the Ben Gortzel email? Ben Gortzel, for those that don't know, again, another huge transhumanist. No, it looks like it reset on me. Let's search him. But he's throughout the emails, actually talking to him about people like Ray Kurzweil, Martine Rothblatt that I've done on this show. But this is the one that really got people's attention. Now, first and foremost, you know, when this dinner occurs with people like Katie Couric and Prince Andrew, etc., he's already been convicted. They already know who he is. So he's talking about Richard Branson, all right? And essentially, he's actually kind of making fun of Prince Andrew for maybe having a speck of humanity. Not a big fan of the royal family. They certainly don't see us as, you know, at their level. Prince Charles, pretty disgusting individual. Obviously, Andrew, very disgusting individual. At least he was a little shy on the clones, okay? Katie Couric was here, and we were talking about, I think we should, I want to start cloning things. Me, and this is, of course, Epstein talking. And with certain people, Prince Andrew got upset because he was all, if it had a conscience, could you kill it for spare parts? Kind of a la, what, the Island movie. And by the way, Michael Bay, who produced that film, very connected to Epstein. If you saw the Alex Jones interview with Juliet Bryant, she continually talked about Michael Bay. Getting back to this, Epstein says, and I said, I'll make it without a head. Would that make you feel better? And Katie Couric, I thought, was going to start to vomit. It's a big joke to these guys. Richard Branson, you know, ha, 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 ha. You know? So this, again, is one of those emails And this is what's important, because transgenderism separating you from your biological reality, which is a part of your spiritual reality. Believe that. It's part of your everything, mind, body, and soul. If they can separate you from that, they can continually do so on a multitude of levels. And transhumanism spans from things like quote unquote gene therapy and mRNA, okay, to the transhumanism, to the hormones. I mean, there's a reason that you have all these shootings now with those people, because those drugs are messing with their minds the same as the psychotropic drugs. And sometimes they're on those as well. But this is the one, I mean, it's hard. I'm kind of glad that it's not, we'll blow it down a little bit. So people can, I'm not even going to read it, but it's pretty disturbing. You know, they're talking about sexual pleasure with the quote unquote male to female trans person that keeps their male genitalia. But then at the very end, yeah, this is it. Let's 3-year-olds, you know, I'm not sure about it, but boy, we're getting there. These people are insane. Okay. We'll skip over that one. This was the email I was talking about, that insanity. Okay. So this, and by the way, everybody loves to play up to Jeffrey Epstein on how smart he was. And you watch that interview with Bannon. Epstein absolutely thought he was the smartest guy in the room every time. Go watch it. You know, for instance, when Bannon's talking about economics on that one, he names like 10 different economists and whether or not they would have a better take on the disaster after the subprime, and anybody could see it coming. And Epstein, when he's asked, he's like, well, any of these guys? And he's like, I'm sure there's somebody, but I can't think of them right now. Just like Epstein knows that he's evil. When Bannon asks him whether a truthful and honest organization should take money from him, he literally puts his tongue in his cheek and leans to the side. He has to think about it. He's like, well, I'm evil, so maybe not. That's a prelude to the devil comment. But again, just to show how nutty these people are, it's 2017. It's how people think. I found a criteria to find smart people. Somebody recruiting for him. The more Jew you are, the smarter you are. You said you're 98% Jew. You're very smart. My boss is 78% Jew. He is super smart. Less smart than you are. I have a close friend business partner who's 99.3% Jew. He is crazily smart. And this is where it just gets over the top, where you realize they're not joking around. We take all Jewish people, sourcing can be done through relatives, ask them to do a 23andMe test, do an event for everyone who is 98% Jew, all of them not religious. And that's the key part. And he says, does this make sense, right? Think about that. Now, anybody can convert to Judaism. They don't want you. They don't want you to have a spiritual aspect whatsoever. I mean, this is eugenics 101, right? I mean, to me, this is like maybe someone's going to break out the cranium measure, see how big your brain is. It's ridiculous, but they certainly don't want you if you actually have a spiritual side, because they want sociopaths. They want psychopaths. This is the do as thou wilt society. They are social Darwinists through and through. They believe they should rule because they do. And it's a viper's nest in these emails. And I am waiting for the next round to see what we can find out via 9/11 and beyond. I mean, this is the real world laid out. And right now you're seeing more and more mainstream media pieces. You know, Alex mentioned earlier, the United Nations. Yeah, great organization. I mean, Epstein talking about the Trilateral Commission, the UN, the Illuminati, all in one, the NGOs, right? They're now, it does look like a global conspiracy. And they may have broken some laws here. I saw The Guardian. Oh, it does prove a global conspiracy. Sort of. There's no sort of about it. We've been talking about these roundtable organizations for years. In fact, go watch my film produced right here at Infowars.com right now for free, called Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. Now, we put that out in the middle of 2010. So there was very little known about Epstein other than the prosecution, what he had found guilty of, because the media wasn't doing the stories. It lays out that network. It lays out the network in detail. You can watch it for free. You can share it now, and you can continue to support this broadcast and InfoWars.com and Alex Jones. Again, this is a real fight, and you can tell, I showed you the narrative management. That's a small speck of what these people do, and they are the same people that literally prey on not only the populace as a predator class, but children. Let that sink in. Children. So folks, once again, I want to thank you for joining me for this fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Please follow me at Jason Burmis everywhere. Go check me out on YouTube where all the documentary films are free. Loose Change, Final Cut, Fabled Enemy, Shade the Motion Picture, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. And remember, it is not about left or right. Always about right and wrong. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com right now. Support the broadcast.
Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and at Funzer Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel any time. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.